Oh, we should go to an airport together. It'd be fun. But that'd be a great sitcom. Professor Adrian Furnham, thank you so much for talking to us. Professor of Psychology at the University College London. And he led that research on Britons and queuing. Turns out we're not quite as good at it as we think. Talking of queuing up, let's queue up the next show,
smooth.
People.
Very
terrible.
Smooth.
I've never worked out how to do these things.
No.
Let's queue up the next show. Mr. John Holmes.
Hello.
What are you like at queuing?
I'm a terrible, terrible queue.
Well, you're very little. So do people sometimes just push past you, just not realise?
As we mentioned yesterday, you know, I was in the airport in Malaysia and there was this sort of fat guy in front of me from North Korea. So, you know, I just killed him.
Understandable.
You know, queues, can't be doing with it. I've got a cold as well.
Can you hear that? We were all so politely not noticing
that you
should be taking vitamin D, apparently.
Apparently so. I read that in the news today and I haven't got any vitamin D.
Are you going to... Well, it's no point
Which isn't
now.
Even a vitamin, it turns out, either.
What?
Vitamin D is called vitamin D. It's not even a vitamin.
They lie to us.
They do. Fake news.
No wonder no one trusts the medics.
Fake news, sad.
Are you going to be giving every... This is one of the things about radio stations. You're sitting in this sort of hermetically sealed box.
Yeah,
if one of us gets ill,
yes.
Paul Ross, I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
We all get ill.
That's it. It's his fault. It all stems with Ross.
Absolutely.
He's coughed into this muff far too many times.
Steady on. It's not that sort of show. What's happening on your nonsense of a show? Standing in for Bob Mills.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So today we'll be talking Churchill and aliens. Winston Churchill, alien hunter.
Excellent. And will you be planning to do the show from the studio or are you going to do it from the control room as you did yesterday?
Like we did yesterday because all the mics broke.
I'd like to say how
Stay tuned to find out.
Calm and professional everybody was.
Yes, apart from Chloe who swore, so I had to dump it. But that was fine. It added to the frisson.
It's just a normal show.
It is, to be honest, really.
Absolutely.
She's a potty mouth.
John Holmes coming up from 1 o'clock. I'll be with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget Paul Ross, Mr. Sniffles, coming up from 6 o'clock in the morning with all of your breakfast show needs. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions. And you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own 7-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative, minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF recruitment now.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It is a Thursday afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Russia wants to work with US spies. Teen denies girl's murder. And Biebs is in trouble again.
Talk Radio.
President Putin is calling for closer cooperation between Russian and US spies. He says it's in the interest of both countries for their intelligence agencies to restore links. It comes as the American Defense Secretary, General James Mattis, told reporters at a NATO meeting in Brussels he believes Moscow did interfere in the presidential election.
Right now, I would just say there's very little doubt that they have either interfered or they have attempted to interfere in a number of elections in the democracies.
The head of Europol says he's concerned the UK will be locked out of crucial intelligence after leaving the EU. Rob Wainwright is warning that Britain could be more vulnerable to terrorism after Brexit if the government doesn't secure access to the agency during negotiations. But the former independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, Lord Carlisle, doesn't agree.
The British police and the British intelligence services provide a disproportionately high amount of the information that helps European intelligence agencies and police to prevent and detect terrorism. They need us more than we need them, actually.
A teenage girl has pleaded not guilty to the murder of a 7-year-old in York. The 15-year-old, who can't be named for legal reasons, appeared at Leeds Crown Court. Police investigating the suspected murder of the leader of North Korea's half-brother in Malaysia have arrested a third suspect. It's believed Kim Jong-nam was poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport on Monday. And Justin Bieber's been accused of repeatedly punching a man at a hotel in the US. A report filed by Cleveland police claims the man was attacked by the pop star and his bodyguards after he started taking photos of the star.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A windier and cooler day in the north and west, with some showers, sunny and drier elsewhere, with highs of 12 degrees.
Look, you got through that entire bulletin there with the microphones working, unlike yesterday when I think we heard the first two sentences and then nothing.
Yeah, so I was that's very good. Confused yesterday.
I've got a cold today, can you tell?
Oh, when you do that, yeah. Also, I've been looking at your face. Do you fake tan?
No.
Because it looks like you've got like a smear here
a
on
smear.
Your cheek.
It could be soup.
Oh. Either way, try harder.
Okay. Could you fake tan with soup? I might.
Don't think
go.
It's the most efficient
no.
method.
No. Interesting. Good. All right. So, have you done? What have you done? Have you finished?
Yes. You that's the, why you started talking.
You the yeah, but I just
yes,
talked,
I have.
And there's a gap.
No, I've done the weather.
Okay.
I ended on a high.
Good. What was the high?
12 degrees.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. Is it Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ben. Look, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Tottenham and Manchester United are in Europa League action later. Spurs are in Belgium for the first leg of their last 16 tie with Ghent. That game is live here on Talk Sport. Meanwhile, United will take on French side Saint-Étienne at Old Trafford. As the inquest continues into Arsenal's 5-1 humiliation in Munich last night, Bayern manager Carlo Ancelotti says there's bound to be an overreaction to the result. Ancelotti says on the night his team were great and Arsenal weren't, and it really is a simple as that. The Gunners are staring down the barrel of a seventh successive exit from the competition before the quarter-final stage. British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Warren Gatland won't be drawn on who could be his captain. England's vice skipper Owen Farrell has been suggested as a possible candidate after a strong Six Nations so far. Finally, Huddersfield look to make it back-to-back Super League wins at home to Salford this evening. They ran out comfortable winners at Widnes on opening weekend. The whole game is live on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Still outdoing you, Victoria, in terms of a sign-off.
Yeah.
We still haven't quite decided on one for you, have we?
No, because most of them were inappropriate.
We could open that line-up again today, actually, because, you know, it's a good... You need one. I think, you know, you're a powerful woman in a powerful industry, Victoria.
Thanks.
So I think you need a powerful sign-off.
Okay.
So if you'd like to help Victoria with a news-ending sentence, then the usual numbers apply. She hasn't decided on one yet. We've had a few in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Thank you very much. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay. Who's that mysterious voice? Let's find out as we begin the show at 1:06.
Talk Radio.
That guitar riff means you're probably expecting an update. The latest news or travel, maybe. Telling you what the chances are of getting to your destination on time. But what if you never get there at all? Because heart disease can kill when you least expect it. Even now. No warning, no time to prepare. Just like that, the journey's over. But with the British Heart Foundation's research, together we can beat heart disease. Join the fight at bhf.org.uk to help us fight for every heartbeat. Now, how's that traffic looking?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
All of the microphones in the main studio have stopped working because Cass eats her lovers after mating.
It's not illegal.
Marta! He's a chicken whisperer. It was Valentine's Day yesterday, so Dave had a very busy morning hosing out his van. Mark Nolan, thank you for coming in. That is Florence and the Machine.
Oh, he doesn't call Cornelius's mum weird.
While a man on his knees. the studio here at Talk Radio is mostly made up of old fridge parts, which that could be one explanation why all of the microphones just didn't work at the beginning of the show.
John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
Outplayed, outclassed, spineless and embarrassing. Yeah, that's the description of Arsenal in most of the newspapers today. But also, of course, this show round about this time yesterday when, as you've been hearing, all of our microphones stopped working simultaneously. Now, obviously, nobody really noticed outside of this studio. I can tell you, for a fact, one of our bosses was in a meeting. And the other one only found out when, after the show, assistant producer Marta sent an email round that referred to it. The boss in question then replied, "What? When did this happen?" Management there. It was Laurie, for anyone wondering. Anyway, it's all working so far today, isn't it? So fingers crossed, everybody. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. I do have a cold. You can probably hear evidence of that. Very, very, very ill. Very, very ill, just saying. No, I'm not okay. I've got a cold. I just said that. Repeat it. That's absolutely right. I've got a cold. But look, as the clergy of the Church of England at their synod voted to back gay marriage, which I think is very big of them, isn't it? Considering, you know, that the Gay Marriage Act became law in 2013. That's big of them to accept it now, isn't it? Well done, the Church. Good. And still many of them, of course, in all denominations, opposed to gay acts between members of the same sex. Which is ironic, given the number of choir boys they've abused over the years, isn't it? Well done again, the Church. Well done. But I just wanted to reassure you, by the way, that if you are gay and you'd like to get married in a radio studio, specifically one that doesn't work properly, then you'd be more than welcome to join us in here today. We're no prejudice here. I mean, there's probably some kind of rule pertaining to weddings in here, some kind of licence or something you probably need, but as we know now that no one in management ever listens to this, we'll probably just get away with it. That's fine. So welcome one and welcome all. Whatever your sexuality and or religion, as once again, like Kim Jong Nam at an airport, we start this afternoon's journey with all good intentions, only for it to go badly wrong at some point. Admittedly, chances are that no one will get to murder us to death with poison before 4 o'clock, but I can tell you that we're certainly all wearing a metaphorical LOL t-shirt as we administer this afternoon's dose. So coming up, the following. Headline hijack on the way. Fake news, it's all the rage, isn't it? Of course, Trump keeps trumpeting on about it. But we've been doing it long before it was fashionable. We call it Headline Hijack. We invite you to put your made-up news stories in the news at 2 o'clock. A fabrication coming out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And it happens at 2 o'clock to confuse those not listening to this bit of it. I'm not okay. I've got a cold. So if you'd like to get involved in a Headline Hijack for which the lines are open, here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
That's right. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
There's another Lonely Lunch Club on the way. Who is that mysterious voice? Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you are lunching alone, then we will induct you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone. It is simply that. And you can be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry today will see us round up a geek load of geeky, gadgety stuff. One of our work experiences will be doing that. We tell them it's good training in the industry. The truth is, we don't have to pay them, and that's why we get to do it. The day's big stories will be analysed, as ever, through the medium of short-form Oriental verse. It's Japanese poetry meets current affairs. It's the news in haiku. We may well be out on the streets today, finding out what the people think. Today we've been asking the people whether they think shopping bags or elastic bands. Asking you the same question if you'd like to get in touch. There's the big debate at three, of course there is. All your reactions. The Diversity Paper Review, of course. The Diversity Paper Review is the feature that makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, where we review the papers, but it's done each day by a different diversity. Today, Mark is our trusted guide through them, and Mark is brown. So that's that box ticked. And it's Thursday, so we look forward, and I use that term erroneously, to this week's edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. It's coming at around 3:45. Questions about Paul Ross as somebody from radio gets their knowledge and patience well and truly tested. And we'll bring you some guest action this afternoon. Comedian Stephen Bailey will be here, and he'll be plugging something or other he's doing in a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. He was here yesterday, but he can't really stay in the same place for long, as what happens is that witnesses for the prosecution tend to recognise his van. Ass Broadcast, however, is back. Through the glass, she's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
You alright, Snotty?
All right. Did you have a nice time off? Did you have a lovely time off? Yeah.
Was all right.
Yeah. Set fire to anything nice? Did you? A
couple of things.
All right. Marta is also through the glass today as well. Marta's through the glass. Slightly weird setup today, I'll be honest. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi, Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Any swearing you want to do?
Maybe.
Okay, do it later. During Sam Delaney's programme. Victoria's here. Hey, Victoria.
Hey,
do you want to build a newsman? Ride a bike around the weather?
I don't know.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius is off. So the mysterious voice you've been hearing belongs to... regular work experience pundit Ellie, off of Hipster Nonsense.
Hello.
Is in for the whole show.
The whole show.
Why has this happened?
Because I'm good at what I do.
We'll be the judge of that. So today then, me and five women on the show today. That's ooh. Hello. Well, I say that. That's your team today. Me, four women, and a gobby northern witch. That's basically it. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And to get us into the big story, we must start, as ever, with some music.
We'll be right back.
there it is. Today's big song. To get us into today's big story. As ever, the song links to the story and leads us neatly to it in the form of a production segue. But the question is, what's the big story? Another clue is in the music. Play along at home. Ellie, it's now your job as today's paid intern. Are we actually paying you? I doubt it. What you've got to work out using your skill and judgment, Ellie, what today's big story is that we'll be discussing in depth after the traffic and travel linked to this song. It's Animal by Def Leppard.
Okay, so Animal.
Yes, good start.
So,
yes.
Tallow, banknotes.
Oh, God, go on. Straight in there. I mean, wrong, oh. But you are straight in there with a guess. Got another guess? Def Leppard, Animal.
Big cats, fat cats, Trump being corrupt, Trump being bugged.
Wrong! Again, good guess, but wrong. Let me tell you what it is. Today's big story, then. Def Leppard, what is a leopard?
A big cat?
Yeah, but broader.
An animal?
Yes, what's the title of the song?
Animal.
Right, name another animal.
A cat?
No.
Dog?
Yes! And what's a famous dog?
Lassie?
No.
Scooby-Doo?
No.
I
mean, yes, but not the right answer.
Snoopy?
No.
Famous dog?
Yes.
Those ones that are the 101 Dalmatians?
No. The one out of a car insurance advert.
Oh.
What's that one called?
Churchill.
Oh, yes. Is the right answer. And, of course, we learned today that Winston Churchill had an interest in aliens. Animal, a dog... Churchill the dog, Churchill the Prime Minister, had an interest in aliens, he's written an essay, it's just been unearthed in America. So we're going to be talking about Winston Churchill's fascination with alien life. It's on the front of the papers today. Cass is through the glass, she's the ass prod, assistant producer, it is her job to get us a guest. Hi Cass!
You still ill?
Yeah, I'm a little bit ill, yeah. Would you make me a honey and lemon?
No.
All right.
Hopefully it's fertile.
Okay. Could you book us a guest, please? I'd like to talk about Winston Churchill's fascination with alien life that's in the news today.
Okay.
Can't be more clear than that, can I?
Well.
Okay. Right, 20 past one. We will talk to somebody about that story. It's on the front of the papers today. Very interesting, of course. And why did Winston Churchill write an essay about the possibility of alien life? Find out as we talk to an expert. On Talk Radio, it's today's big story. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The Ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Somerset's M5 is suffering with long delays northbound this lunchtime, with two lanes still closed between junctions 23 and 22 following an accident involving a couple of lorries, so congestion near to Bridgewater. The northbound M1 has similar restrictions between 12 at Flitwick and 13 for Bedford after an accident there, with delays on the approach. The M40 is very busy northbound towards junction 12 for Gaydon, where there's barrier repair work taking place, and there's a breakdown on the M62 which is causing some delays westbound, not major, but queuing between 22 at Rishworth Moor and 21 at Milne Row. I'm Joanna Adams.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and let's talk about today's big story. During his time, Churchill was asked many questions. What should we do about the rise of far-right extremism emanating from Germany? Where exactly should we fight this threat? Should we fight them on the beaches, on the landing grounds, the fields, the streets, or the hills? Or, of course, the question, hey, Churchill, will my car insurance include breakdown cover as standard? To which he replied, oh, yes. But today's big Churchill news is that an essay he wrote about aliens has been unearthed. It turns out that our wartime Prime Minister had a fair belief that we aren't alone in the universe, which not only gives us, I think, an insight into the mind of a great tactician and orator, but also the excellent yet inevitable premise of a film that's doubtless already being written, Winston Churchill versus Predator. And if it's not being written, frankly, I'm going to write it. We shall fight them on the Earth and in space and in a galaxy far, far away. Donald Trump, of course, would just build a wall around space if it happened today. But what of Winston Churchill, alien hunter, to shed a light on the discovery of this essay in America? On the line right now is Dr. Warren Doctor, who is an international politics lecturer at Aberystwyth University. Good afternoon, Dr. Warren Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for having me, John.
You're very welcome. Also, you're called Dr. Doctor, which I find quite interesting.
I am Dr. Doctor. I'm like a character in a Joseph Heller novel.
Yes. Yes, well, and the subject of many jokes, of course, Dr. Doctor. I feel like a pair of curtains. Do you get that a lot?
Pull yourself together, my friend.
That's it. Good. let's just, before we talk about Churchill, test your other knowledge of Dr. Doctor jokes. Dr. Doctor, I feel like a pack of cards.
Got nothing. I'm sorry.
I'll deal with you later.
That one's good. I'll put that in the bank.
Excellent. Good man. Right, listen. So you are, well, you know about Churchill, certainly. What's your interest in him and what do we know of this essay?
So I've studied Churchill. I'm the academic officer for the International Churchill Society. I've written books on Churchill. Yep. On Amazon and that kind of thing. You can look me up. This is a very interesting thing about Churchill and aliens that has just been unearthed. It was an article he wrote for Popular Science, I think, in 1939, mm-hmm. and they've uncovered a draft. And in it, he says that it's very likely that there will be aliens will be discovered, and he talks about this sort of Goldilocks place, you know, that sort of appropriate very specific place between a sort of star, but not being too far, but not being too close. So it's just right, like Goldilocks.
Yes.
And it's very clear, you know, one of the things that might surprise you is that Churchill very much loved science, and he very much loved science fiction.
Yeah, well, he's a fan of H.G. Wells, wasn't he?
That's right.
And this, as you say, you wrote this in 1939. Now, 1938, of course, was the famous Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast that panicked America.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And so it's very interesting that he's drawing on the relationship between science and, of course, the H.G. Wells and the War of the Worlds. And you can see this influencing him straight up, and we know that they shared lots of stories and that he got very interested and wrote 1931, as early as 1931, stuff about atomic power and how it might be harnessed to use for energy for people rather than for weapons and that kind of thing, which all comes straight out of H.G. Wells.
Yeah.
So he had this real interest in science fiction, and he was very, very excited also about seeing its applications perhaps in war power. So in some of these, in the 1930s, you know, he's having to write all the time when he's in his political wilderness before he comes back before the war, and he's living off these articles. So he writes very interesting sort of futurist articles, and even some of these even sort of predicts that there might be drones and that kind of stuff. So it shouldn't be a surprise that he was thinking about alien life. And in fact, he had a lot of friends who were physicists. Professor Lindemann, who was a good friend of his, you know, he's running in these circles and they're all talking about space exploration and stuff.
And so. He predicted the moon landings as well, essentially, didn't he? Because he said, you know, it won't be too... I mean, this was, what, 1939? Just 30 years later, we had the moon landings, and he mentioned, you know, the possibility of getting to the moon and, indeed, missions to Mars and Venus, I think, in this essay as well.
Yes, that's right. So he thinks about it. I mean, it's obviously... Now we're talking about interstellar travel to drop the Matthew McConaughey movie. But...
Yeah.
You know, now we're, you know, or at the time he was thinking about more localized, more capable things. You know, it's not inconceivable now that we might actually be able to get to Mars within our lifetime. And so he is very much looking forward. But like I say, you've got to remember in the 30s, he's running around with physicists and, you know, people who were very, very educated in physics. Professor Lindemann was one of them. Bernard Level was another, who's a famous sort of radio astrophysicist. So, you know, he's sort of running in cutting edge, top of the line physics thought.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, given that, you know, Churchill being the great tactician, as we said, and you know, his achievements during the war, if there is an alien invasion, he kind of would be the person you'd want on your side as well.
Absolutely, and I'd put my money on him over Predator any day in a Churchill versus Predator scenario.
Well, so would I. That's, you know, I'd say it's a story that writes itself, and if it doesn't, I'm going to write it. But if he'd looked into the future and thought of cryogenics, maybe, as many other scientists have written about, it's a shame he didn't put himself on ice in the event in the future of an alien invasion when we could actually wake him up and he could once again save the world.
Well, I agree. We certainly need to think about Winston Churchill for the future and what he might do, because we live in very turbulent times now.
We also quite Arthur C. Clarke about him, which we didn't previously know, because Arthur C. Clarke, of course, where it's predicted things like satellites very early on and all these in the science fiction. But it's quite a revelation to think Churchill was doing very similar things, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, there's a brilliant physicist come biographer named Graham Farnell who wrote a book called Churchill and the Bomb that's very, very good on this, and I would recommend it to all of your listeners. And he talks about Churchill's relationship with lots of different scientists, Tizard and again, Lindemann, and who had his ear and who didn't. And one of the things that really upset the sort of scientific community was that Professor Lindemann, well, Churchill trusted him more than anybody, not because he was a great physicist, but because he had the ability to distill information in very succinct ways. And Churchill didn't have a lot of time, so he, you know, would listen to him and it'd be over quite quickly. And it really upset a lot of the other physicists, because apparently Professor Lindemann was only so-so as a physicist, but was very, very good at talking. And that's one of the things that Churchill always respected about him.
Yeah. And in terms of this essay being unearthed now, I mean, it's been published, it was found in Missouri. So where had it been before it was unearthed?
Well, I believe that the final version was published, actually, in 1939 in Popular Science. But I think this is a draft, and undoubtedly, I mean, they have a very excellent collection out there at Westminster College, where there's a Churchill Museum in Fulton, Missouri. Now, I'm originally from Tennessee, as you might work out from my accent,
yeah,
which is quite near Missouri. And they have a huge collection there, and presumably it may have been in some of Churchill's other papers or private collections that eventually made its way there to Fulton, Missouri. But it would have been a draft. And I mean, this is one of the things that Churchill did when he wrote, especially in this phase of his life when he was writing all the time, is he would write stuff up in drafts over and over and over again. And so it might be slightly different than the final version. But in fact, this letter was mentioned in Graham Farmelow's book.
Okay.
So it's a very sort of interesting.
It's fascinating. Right. I mean, the idea that Winston Churchill was planning for an alien invasion. Technically, one question I have to ask, of course, because you are genuinely called Dr. Warren Doctor. Surname is spelled D-O-C-K-T-E-R.
Yes, sir.
When you were getting your doctorate, I mean, were you the subject of much mockery on your course, Dr. Doctor?
Yes. In fact, I had, on the day I got it, one of the lecturers in my department came to me and he said, "Oh, wow, you'll be Dr. Doctor. I've never thought about that. Has anyone ever said that to you?" And I just looked at him, pan-faced, and said, no one's ever mentioned that to me at all.
Final question. Dr. Doctor, I've swallowed a roll of film.
I've got nothing. I'm sorry.
Let's just wait and see what develops.
Oh, that's even better.
There you go. You're going to have that on me.
Brilliant, John.
Pleasure.
I'm gonna take it.
Pleasure to talk to you. That is genuinely Dr. Warren Doctor. If you Google him, you'll see him. And indeed his books on Amazon, as he said. International politics lecturer from Aberystwyth University, originally from Tennessee. Now, if you've got an opinion on exactly how Winston Churchill would fight aliens, we would like to hear the details of that. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll take those messages now. It's just after 1:30. Victoria has the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news. The union ASLEF says drivers on Southern Rail have rejected a deal aimed at resolving a long-running dispute over driver-only trains. The RMT union still hasn't reached an agreement in their argument with the company. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Vladimir Putin says he wants to work towards restoring dialogue between Russian and US intelligence agencies. But at the same time, the Russian president accused the intergovernmental military alliance of NATO of constantly trying to provoke his country. Here's American Defense Secretary General James Mattis.
They have to live by international law, just like we expect all mature nations on this planet to do. And what we will do is we will engage politically. We are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage.
The British director of Europol says the UK could be at more risk of a terrorist attack after leaving the EU if intelligence doesn't continue to be shared. He says it's something the government will have to secure during negotiations. A teenage girl has appeared in court to deny murdering a 7-year-old in York. She's been told she'll go on trial in July. Katie Ruff was found with severe injuries on a playing field in the city last month and died later in hospital. Official figures show we're spending less on alcohol and tobacco. The Office for National Statistics thinks the fall by around 40% since 2002 is likely to be down to a dip in the number of smokers. And the fall in the value of the pound has led Microsoft to put its prices up. The company is increasing the cost of laptops and tablets by as much as 15%. The weather, a windier and cooler day in the north and west with some showers, sunnier and drier elsewhere with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour. No, actually, there's not more in half an hour. There's more in 24 minutes if you stick to time.
Was that a little dig at me?
Yeah, because I just realised how late you are.
You jingled when you came in here. During my interview with Dr. Doctor. Yeah, that's it. What is it?
I've got keys on my pass.
Why?
Because one of them is for the ladies' toilets, because we can lock them.
What do you mean?
To stop people, male presenters from TalkSport using the toilets.
They do that, the male presenters from TalkSport.
I know.
They use the ladies, don't they? I've seen that.
Yeah, and I've had a word with one in particular, and then he stopped, and now he started doing it again.
Name him.
Andy Jacobs.
Okay. Why does he use the ladies' toilet?
I don't know. So apparently it's a habit.
But you've got a key now.
Well, no, I've always had a key, but we don't tend to lock them, because it's just loads of faff, isn't it? And I'm worried I'm going to open the door on someone who's actually using the loo.
But the gents' toilet doesn't have a lock on it. I mean, on the inside it does, obviously.
Yeah, well...
But we don't have a lock from the outside. That's quite a revelation.
Well, we have to keep out the repulsive people.
From TalkSport?
Not necessarily from TalkSport. There's probably some repulsive people who aren't TalkSport-related as well.
I know who they are.
You?
No, I've never used the ladies' toilets here.
Mm. Yeah, and the other one's a key to my locker, hence the jingling.
Okay. It
happens a lot because I stomp around.
You do stomp. Yeah. And you're wearing a leather jacket for some reason, inside.
Yeah, I was a bit cold.
What, in here?
Yeah.
Right. You won't feel the benefit.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go outside for hours on end.
All right.
So I'll probably change my mind
Okay.
In a, maybe in 2 minutes' time.
Great insight into Victoria's sartorial choices here on the radio. So we'll do Headline Hijack next, and we'll meet a lonely luncher very shortly here on a Thursday afternoon.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me today when I will have the top comedian, Holly Byrne, in the studio taking us through all the stories that are trending. I'll also be joined by our very own news commando and a top panel of comics for Back in Time, our feature where we take a look back on all the most compelling news stories of the last week.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. Yes, some of your reactions have been coming in to the studio of a third kind in many ways. Winston Churchill, alien hunter. And that's what we learned from an essay that's been discovered. We were talking to Dr. Doctor about that, which was one of my favourite interviews ever because he's called Dr. Doctor. Genuinely. A lot of reactions coming in. Ellie, what's coming in?
So many reactions, John.
So many reactions.
So firstly we had, I didn't know Winston Churchill was going to be in Alien 5.
Yes.
That's from Dan in Walthamstow.
Thanks, Dan.
And then another reaction, just a collection of illegible but mystical symbols have burned into the desk, and that's from a disgruntled tourist.
Thank you. Now, if you've got a reaction, you can react it at Talk Radio. We do have a series of reaction pipes. You know, if you, sometimes when you, it's very rare people going to high street banks nowadays, I suppose, but when you used to, do you remember they used to have a sometimes tubes that led up into the air that they would put money in to send it off backstage in the bank? It's kind of an old-fashioned system. Anyway, we've got those. They've been installed in banks. If you are near a high street bank and you look out for the Talk Radio reaction tube, pop your reaction, or ask the person behind the counter, because you can't have access it to bank, to pop a reaction into one of these tubes, and those tubes have been rewired to land here in Talk Radio, in a skip out the back, and then we just go and fish them out. Or you can use, you can just text them, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And those texts cost a cost, don't they?
They do cost a cost.
Do you know what it is?
25p plus your standard network rate.
Good guess.
Thank you.
And you can use Twitter to react as well, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
There we go. Headline hijack then. We need some headline hijacks for at 2 o'clock. In the news, most of which will be true, there will be a news light. Now, of course, fake news is a thing now. You've heard about it. As we say, Donald Trump just keeps trumping on about it, doesn't he? But we've been doing it and embracing the notion for, well, almost a year on Talk Radio now. So we encourage you to make up a news story and hear it read out as fact at 2 o'clock. It's there, really, to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit who've popped out for lunch. That's the gist of it. What's coming in? What do you got there?
So one of the ones we've got is, it has been announced that the popular BBC TV show Would I Lie to You will be making its American debut later this year. It is rumoured that the former US National Security Advisor Mike Flynn will replace Rob Brydon as host in the reboot.
Yes, I read that, actually. He's in need of employ, isn't he? So that makes sense. After the Bank of England's controversial decision, this is from Tom, to continue its production of banknotes using tallow, it has been announced by the Royal Mint that the notes can, in fact, be made vegan. You can do this yourself at home, by the way, if you... this is the advice. All members of the public, if you want them to be vegan, you have to sit your note, your £5 note, on top of a piece of kitchen roll. Beneath the kitchen roll, beg your pardon, I've got to get this right because people will be trying this at home. So take your £5 note, put it beneath just a square of kitchen roll, and then sit on it and shuffle about the room like a dog with worms might. You know, you've seen a dog do that with its arse when it just across the floor like that. But if you sit on a £5 note with a bit of kitchen roll, the kitchen roll will then absorb the animal fat from the note. So try it now. If you're just at work or whatever you're doing, just try it right now. I think you can keep your trousers on. I think there's no specifics about that from the Bank of England. But just put your anus onto a square of kitchen roll with the note underneath it. Shuffle about like an ill dog. And you will find that by the time you've done that for 10 minutes, then that £5 note will be vegan. That's the advice from the Bank of England. next bit, while you're sending your headline hijacks to us on 87222...
Start your message with the word
or
talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
Why not join our Lonely Lunch Club? The only criteria involved is this. Just be lunching alone. Get in touch and tell us why. Come on the radio. Have an idle chit-chat. Be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. That's it. It's Lonely Lunch. And there's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Get inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. We'll meet today's next, it could be you, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Let's be anything but beige. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wickes, let's do it right.
Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year, online. We went out dancing, came home late. Once became often. I can tell you the moment I knew we'd really hit it off. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. It's my mother's recipe. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m, 2 spoons in one bowl, and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Find Frankie's late night breakfast recipe online or in store. Food love stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 through Somerset still experiencing long delays northbound because of an accident near junction 23 for Bridgewater North, where one lane is still closed. The northbound M1, all the restrictions lifted on both sides of the carriageway after an accident near 12 at Flitwick, but it is still very, very busy in both directions. Work in Gloucester's causing delays around the Elmbridge Court roundabout. The A40 is looking very slow, and the M40 is still very busy approaching junction 12 for Gaydon on the northbound side as barrier repair works continue. They're being repaired after an accident this morning. I'm Jarena Adams.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in this afternoon. Of course, we are Talk Radio. It makes us the home of reaction. And Ellie, who, if you're just joining us, by the way, Ellie is in for paid intern Cornelius, who's off this week. And Ellie, regular listeners will know from work experience, punditry's hipster nonsense. Hi, Ellie.
Hiya.
Hi there. How are you finding it so far? A little bit of a... just a, you know, running update of your first day with us for the whole show.
It's going as well as expected.
Yes. Is that good or bad?
That's up to you.
Okay. So, how's Ellie doing? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The good news is that you can read where Cornelius cannot. So, already you're ahead. So, this is fine. You've got some reactions that have been coming in, I understand.
I do.
What have you got, Ellie?
I've got from Emma in Hull. Yep. Pictures, portraits and landscapes and such like in galleries. Hanging's too good for them.
Yep, very good. Next.
And the next one is, I haven't actually had a chance to listen to the show, but let me tell you, I am outraged. And that's from Rita in Northampton.
Very much indeed as well. John, I get by with a little help from my friends, even though they weren't close friends and I wasn't even there to get by with them. That's come in from the Beatles via Paul Nuttall from UKIP. Keep your reactions coming to us. The number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, the news is... you'll have spotted this, Ellie, because I know you're observant, but you'll have seen some of the news, won't you?
I've seen some of it, that's
yes.
True.
Give me a percentage of the news you've seen today.
63%.
That's good percent, because it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
No, well, you're not the only one, actually, Ellie, because neither can Cornelius, it turns out, but he's not here. And do you know, we get letters all the time from people saying, John, you know the news? And I go, yeah. Right? And our post bag out there is full of emails... and text that I print out just to put them in a bag from people who tell me that they can't get their head around the news, right? And they know I'm here to help. And the reason I'm here to help is because I'm nice. But the way I help, of course, is the obvious way of helping people understand the news and analyse it, and that is by subjecting it to short-form Oriental verse, which is, of course... five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, it's the news in haikus. But, ordinarily, Cornelius reads them out. Today, though, because she's back, and the gobby northern witch who works on the programme, called Cass, is going to be doing them because she's from Hull, so they are the news in hulkus. But in a turn-up of events, it turns out that we're going to have to do them live today. Because the machine that we use to record things, and regular listeners to already won't be surprised, has broken, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So we can't pre-record them.
No.
The rumours going around the building, Cass, I'll be honest with you, that the machine just killed itself rather than work with you.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. So, live on the radio, we present the news in hulkus.
Churchill wrote essay on space aliens. I wonder where he'd fight them.
The news in hulkus. Now, for anyone having difficulty understanding any of the words that were spoken there by the northerner, if you press the red button on your radio, you will get subtitles. A space alien is a space alien.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. Say it again.
Space alien.
Space alien is a space alien. But as I say, press the red button on your radio and just use subtitles on the programme because that will help you understand the gobby witch. So, it's time to meet today's Lonely Luncher.
Lonely... I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are with the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's right, it is the place for you if you are lunching alone for whatever reason. Whatever reason. The reason is not important. Just that you are a lonely luncher. And you automatically become inducted into our Hall of Despair. And a member of the Lonely Lunch Club on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, details of which are coming anon. Let's say hello today to Annie in Nottingham. Hello, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's very nice to have you on, Annie. What do you do in Nottingham?
I'm a waitress.
A waitress?
Yeah.
I see. And where do you waitress?
A waitress at a pub in the Normanton on the Wolds called The Plough.
The Plough, okay. And given that it's lunchtime, I'm guessing that you're not waitressing today.
No, not right now.
So this is a well, you're lunching alone. That's the point. Why are you lunching alone? Just because it's your day off? What's the reason?
Yeah, it's my day off, and I was home alone, and then I just came out now to get myself some sushi.
That's sushi, Annie?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? All right, that's a bit la-di-da, isn't it? Sushi. So, Annie, how long have you been a waitress?
About 4 months.
Four months, okay. Have you spilled anything on anyone in that time?
Not on anyone. Oh. I spilled like a whole load of oil on the floor, though.
Did you? This is not engine oil, I take it. This is a...
No, olive oil.
All right, so what happened? What terrible incident led to this? What led to Oilgate?
Well, I was just walking with some bread and oil to a table, and I just tripped over my own foot, I think.
Right.
And just spilled it all over the floor.
Okay, but you've not... Was it one of those things where, because you always get this in restaurants, don't you, Annie, and you'll be testament to this, I'm sure, when a waitress or a waiter drops something and it smashes or it's loud, it kind of gets a frisson of reaction, sometimes a round of applause from the customers, doesn't it?
Yeah, you get a woo sometimes as well.
A woo, yeah, that'll come out of your wages, that sort of thing, all that amusing, all that kind of stuff. When you do break something, does it come out of your wages, Annie?
No, she's really nice about it, boss.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
She just laughs at you.
Good, yeah. I mean, wait till you spill piping hot soup on someone and you get sued. You know, it's only a matter of time. Thing is, Annie, we are able to chit and chat about whatever you like now, because this is, it's kind of radio banter now. I don't know if you've ever heard any radio, Annie. I don't know if you've heard, Ken Bruce or something on Radio 2 ever, or someone on Radio 1. I don't know who's on Radio 1 these days. Is it Scott Mills still? Probably. Or Grimmy in the morning. But they, if someone phones up like you, they do a bit of radio banter, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything you want to banter about, Annie? We can cover off most subjects, probably.
Well, I was at a party last night.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing at everybody because I find it funny how different people dance.
Okay, good, right, good start. Yes, good. All right, so elaborate.
Well, I find that sometimes when my friends try and show off to other people, they dance really weirdly.
Yeah, in what sense? As though they've been electrocuted or tasered?
Sometimes they feel like they look like they're like slipping over.
Ah,
yeah. Sometimes tripping. You know,
wait a minute.
Odd, like dodging, whatever.
Tripping over their own feet, by any chance,
yeah.
Annie? Yeah, I can see why you have an affinity with them. You could have styled that dropping of the oil out if you'd have turned that into a funky dance.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, slipping over the oil as well.
Yeah.
Cleaning up with a cloth.
You've got olive oil. Any mention of a paddling pool? You haven't got a paddling pool in your
No paddling pool.
Okay, just checking.
No.
Didn't know, whether it's that kind of pub. I don't know. Annie, look, what you've cleverly done by just simply coming on the radio, okay, is got yourself inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, what you'll receive, and I know you're going to be excited by this, is a souvenir gift prize, okay?
Ooh.
I know, Annie. I'm excited. What you're going to hear now is some terrible music. Here it comes, terrible music. Now, over the top of this terrible music, you will hear a list of prizes, Annie, and you, listen carefully, because you get to choose one of them, OK?
Ooh.
I know, and we'll send it to you in Nottingham. So you'll hear the prizes with a short description from Ellie. Here comes the first one, and it sounds like this.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, you two could have a mug just like the one John made me make his tea in, as I'm just a work experience.
Correct.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
I actually walked it today, so no Metro from me, but you can have my notes that I wrote during the show.
A Talk Sport mug.
Are you tired of mundane office chit-chat? Drinking from one of these will definitely make sure none of your co-workers bother you.
Yeah, because no one wants to be associated with anyone from Talk Sport.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Better uses of this book include doorstop, paperweight, draft excluder, and something to prop up a table leg with.
Well, you say that. I mean, I wrote a book, Annie. That's what it is. I wrote a book, came out at the end of last year. And you can win a copy of that, signed by me in the name of any author you like.
Oh, lovely.
I know, but you'll learn way too much. Have you read it, Ellie?
No.
Okay.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, over on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing whether French baguettes make better tennis rackets or cricket bats.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Do you, like me, often find yourself wondering what day the 19th of March 2016 was? Well, wonder no more.
Yeah, we've got Colin Murray's calendars. He left the radio station. Ellie, just left, and Annie, Ellie as well, Annie Anelli. He left the radio station and had a load of calendars made. So when he left, they chucked him in a skip. We fished them out. We're still giving away his prizes, even though they're a year out of date.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, with more holes in it than Theresa May's plans for Brexit, this colander will make straining that pesky veg a breeze.
Oh, satire. And we've got colanders because we wanted calendars and there was a typo in the email. Okay, Annie in Nottingham, waitress, oil-based waitress. What from that fascinating prize lineup would you choose?
You know what? I like a good colander. I'm going to go for the colander.
You can use it at work.
Yeah.
It'll carry oil. Just not very far. Annie, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Annie. She's in Nottingham. She's a waitress. She was lunching alone and she is now fewer lonely thanks to Talk Radio in the afternoon and our Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to get on the list and get on the radio and get your hands on one of those prizes, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, 2 o'clock approaches. It brings with it the news. It also brings a news lie. Long before fake news was a thing, we've been doing it every single weekday. Putting a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. That is Headline Hijack. Many have come in, but there can be only one winner. And the name of that winner today, Ellie, is...
Sharon.
Sharon. And where's Sharon from?
Edinburgh.
Sharon's in Edinburgh. And he or she has won today's Headline Hijack, which is coming next. After that, we'll bring you a hot guest action. Comedian Stephen Bailey will be joining us to plug something or other he's doing. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's what it is. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, radio's least listened to quiz as well, at around 4:15. All your reactions. The Diversity Paper Review comes from Mark today. He's a brown one. And work experience today is geeky, gadgety stuff. Brought to us by another Ellie. So that'll be two Ellies, Ellie.
I'm the better Ellie.
Well, we'll find out as we have an Ellie off later on the programme. Talk Radio in the afternoon, Thursday. News is next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions, and you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own seven-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
You know where you should go this spring? Legoland. It's a great day out, and with two tickets for £10 from The Times, you could save up to £80. There's still time to collect the codes you need. Don't miss it. Only in The Times today. £1.50 booking fee. Input codes online. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Thursday. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Aslef rejects Southern deal, Gal denies murder, and Miranda Hart will star in Annie.
Talk Radio.
The long-running row that's brought chaos to Southern Rail has taken another dramatic turn as drivers have rejected a deal aimed at ending the dispute. They're angry at plans to scrap train guards. Talk Radio's Alex Dibbles here live in the studio with the latest.
The deal would have meant Southern could run driver-only operated trains in special circumstances, but 54% of Aslef members who voted rejected it. Southern Rail says it's hugely disappointed and wants a meeting as soon as possible to agree a way forward. The decision comes a day after another union, the RMT, announced a walkout next Wednesday following more broken down talks.
Thanks, Alex. President Putin says he wants his spies to work more closely with US intelligence agencies. The Russian leader says it's in everyone's interest to resume talks with NATO to work on counterterrorism. American Defense Secretary General James Mattis says they're not ready to work yet militarily, but will engage politically.
Try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO. But Russia is going to have to prove itself first and live up to the commitments they have made in the Russia-NATO agreement.
A teenage girl has denied murdering a seven-year-old in York. Katie Ruff died in hospital after being found injured on a playing field last month. The 15-year-old is due to go on trial in July. It's been revealed having concerts, Rugby World Cup games and NFL matches at Wembley's helped the Football Association to turn over a record £370 million last season. That's up more than £50 million on the year before. Thanks, John. Mm-hmm. Miranda Hart is going to make her West End debut in a new production of Annie. The comedian and star of Call the Midwife says it's a dream role to play Miss Hannigan in the show, which starts in June.
Mm-hmm. Couple of questions.
Okay, fire away.
One. Why is Dibble in here?
Because everything's broken here again. And also, why not?
Yeah.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, John, why not?
Oh, I'm more than happy that you're here. It's just...
It didn't come across that way.
No, well, that was my my bad, as I believe the kids say. No, I just wondered why you came in and just said some words when Victoria could have just said the words.
No, but I don't want to speak for that long, because... Evidently, I have problems speaking for a long amount of
that
time.
That is true. What you could do is bring Dibble in every news bulletin from now on, and you could do every other word.
No,
you could do it between you.
That would be difficult.
Well, give it a try. Do that. Okay. What's the top story Aslef? Try reading the top of that.
The
long
running
row
that's
brought
chaos
to Southern. I did two.
Dibble.
It's harder than it sounds.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's easier, just as hard as it sounds.
Yeah. Well, it kind of works. And it's still better than Victoria. So I think that... But what was weird was you just sat there and said words when Victoria could have just said...
Of words.
Because when reporters normally do a thing, they're standing often on television, certainly outside a station or something, aren't they?
They are.
So you should at least have made the effort to go into the street. Or something, just to pretend... Mm. You know, a bit of drama to the
whole... Were you not listening to Victoria? All of our stuff is broken. That's why I'm in here.
Yes, but...
Yeah.
If I'd been on the street, I would have just had to shout
through the window.
And the building.
We could have opened the window. It would have at least sounded dramatic. I mean, I don't understand on television when they send reporters out and they just stand in front of a closed council office at night or a station that's closed as well, and they report. And that's pointless. So, you know, you could have joined in with...
But, John, often when they're standing pointlessly outside that building, they are actually speaking to people to get more info on the story, to try and add another element.
Not at night.
So, well, sometimes.
Don't worry. Don't be wrong. I like this new setup. I'd make it a regular thing, personally. It's always nice to see Dibble's smiling face, isn't it? But it just seemed... Anyway, just saying. Mm. Who's doing the weather out of the two of you?
Oh, good shot.
Dibble threw his script at me.
Yeah, you deserve
Who's doing the weather?
Well, why didn't we get Dibble to do it since he's here?
Great.
There you go.
Can you introduce him, though?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Right, you're now over for more on the weather, weather correspondent.
Can I not sing it?
Yeah, if you want.
Dibble, he's got the weather. He's called Dibble. He's got the weather.
I have a thing on John Holmes' show that I do the weather from Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is... A windier and cooler day in the north and the west with showers.
sunnier and drier. Elsewhere, highs of 12 degrees.
There you go, Bob Dylan with the weather on Talk Radio. Thanks, Dibble.
No worries, mate.
Good. And now here's Alice Cooper with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There are two Premier League sides in Europa League action later, with Tottenham and Manchester United both bidding for a place in the last 16. Spurs are in Belgium for the first leg of their last 32 tie with Ghent in Talk Sports Live commentary game. Meanwhile, Manchester United will take on French side Saint-Étienne at Old Trafford. Referee Mark Clattenburg has quit the Premier League to work in Saudi Arabia. He was the main official for the finals of Euro 2016, the Champions League and the FA Cup last season. Clattenburg has said openly he'd consider a job in the Chinese Super League should there be one on offer. Finally, Huddersfield look to make it back-to-back Super League wins this evening at home to Salford. They ran out comfortable winners at Widnes on opening weekend. The whole game is live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after new research suggested that vitamin D pills can cure colds and flu, one GP surgery in the Southwest is going to start trialling the replacement of GPs with automatic pill dispensers in a bid to cut costs.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news. And Ben doing a rubbish impression of the rock star Alice Cooper with the sport, and Bob Dylan with the weather. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next, we will be talking to Stephen Bailey, comedian. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's do it now, then. It's just coming up to a time, and it's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes on it, and Stephen Bailey's here. Hello, Stephen Bailey.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, I say that. Just fallen into the trap there of a polite answer to your very polite question.
Okay.
You said, how am I? The truth is, I've got quite a bad cold.
Oh, no.
I know.
What can we do?
Well, I've put Sudafed up my nose.
Do you know what really does it? A massage? Like, I'm happy to do that right now.
Does it?
Yeah, it really does help.
Nose?
No, but I don't know what. I just want to give you a massage.
Okay, let's leave that to the end. See how we get on first.
Okay, great.
So how are you? How are you?
I mean, I am,
but it's not about me. It's about
well,
you.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
You won't be after this because it's full of germs.
No, well, that's okay. I could do with a week off. Oh, so, whatever you can do to me, will it be through the art of kissing that I'm going to catch this?
Well,
or just because we're in this sweatbox?
I'm going to say sweatbox, but again, let's see how we get on.
I think you're going to enjoy my kissing.
Okay, good. I look forward to it.
Great time, John Holmes.
Great.
Yeah.
So, tell me about your tour and your show, because that's the point of why you're here.
Oh my god, I thought I was here just to get to know you and to act all coy.
If you like. Is it like a first date or something now?
Yeah, we should reenact first dates. Tell me how beautiful my eyes are.
They're great.
Well, that wasn't enough, really.
Okay.
Dumbs. Do you not think they're blue like the ocean? Like the ocean floor?
Well, an ocean floor is sort of sandy coloured.
I mean, only in...
Really?
Well, okay, I've not been on
the... Do you scuba dive?
No, of course not. Look at me.
Have you ever seen the ocean floor up close?
No, I've seen pretty pictures on a postcard.
Right. And what colour was it? Blue? No.
It was...
It's sandy colour.
Okay, I don't think it was.
All right.
I don't think they made it all the way to the bottom for the postcard.
This has gone weird now, hasn't it?
I think you made it weird.
Okay. So, Stephen Bailey.
Yeah.
Forget talking about your tour.
Oh, what should we talk about?
Because you're a black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah, I am a black belt in Taekwondo. No one ever expects it with his voice.
No.
No.
I wouldn't have said that.
But,
if someone had said, name some things about Stephen Bailey, that's not one of the things I'd have said.
No, because you're racist.
That's right.
I can say it. And I am a black belt in Taekwondo, and I'm not going to lie and be like, yeah, just really wanted to save the world. What happened was, I saw an interview with Sarah Michelle Gellar, who was playing Buffy, and they were like, how did you get ready for the role of Buffy? And she said, I took Taekwondo classes. So I was like, I'd like to be a vampire slayer. So I signed up to a class, I went along, and then the instructor was really fit, and I was 14 at the time.
I see.
And in my head, I was like, of course a 35-year-old will end up with a 14-year-old. Laws are changing.
You're thinking of Radio 1 in the 1970s.
Yeah, and it didn't happen that way for me, but I did get a black belt.
Good. Through proper... how long did it take? How long does it take?
So I did it from the age of 14 to 20, and then I got a life.
Wow. But you see, when I suggested scuba diving, you said, well, no, of course not, look at me. But taekwondo is harder than scuba diving.
Surely. I was being modest.
I know.
It didn't last long.
Not really, no.
Now I can talk about my taekwondo.
It's probably all about you now.
It is all about me. I'm also fluent in French. Bonjour.
Did you fancy the French teacher, is that why?
No, I didn't fancy it. It's the only thing I could grasp at school. So when they're like, pick an option, I was like, drama. And they're like, you're not very good at drama. And I was like, well, theatrical. And they were like, no, but you need to be able to be like Romeo in Romeo and Juliet. And yeah. I was like, could it be like Julian? And they were like, no. So I did French.
Yeah. So, did you keep it up, the French, or what's the...
Yeah, no, I can still speak French a little bit, but I do it with a Mancunian accent.
Let me immediately hear that.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm just a coy little wallflower.
You're a stand-up comedian.
Bonjour. Ça va? You're supposed to answer.
Oui.
That's a terrible answer. Yeah. And I'll go...
Ça va bien et toi?
Oh, très bien, merci. Je parle avec John Holmes aujourd'hui.
Mm-hmm. L'essange est dans l'arbre.
Totally.
Okay. Right, so now the description of you here on your own press release.
Oh, no.
Did you have a hand in this?
No. Okay. I mean, yes. I'm very involved in my career.
You're the new must-see comedian.
Yeah, I definitely didn't say that.
For 2017.
But I agree with it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
I didn't say it. But I don't think it's incorrect.
No, now I've seen you.
Yeah.
I've realised how I must.
You must come and see this tour.
Exactly.
Do you want to come to Bromsgrove? That's a hip and happening town.
Is it what happens in Bromsgrove?
Good question, but we'll find out.
Have you been
out.
There before?
No, of course not.
No, that's just alienated everybody from Bromsgrove.
Hi, there. Bromsgroves. Please come.
Leicester.
No, I like Leicester. That's the first day. I'm looking forward to that. And what I like about Leicester is they're just rough and they know it.
Yeah, good. A Maidenhead.
I don't know what's happening in Maidenhead.
Well, you're happening in Maidenhead.
Well, nothing else is.
There's a notorious dogging roundabout.
That's where you'll find me. Of course it is.
In the Maidenhead area.
Yep. And I love...
Frequented by our very own breakfast presenter Paul Ross at one time or another.
Oh, MFG. Yeah. I can't believe we've come there so early.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
Oh, MFG again. Hashtag OMFG.
I don't know what you're
talking
about. Hashtag
poor Maidenhead.
You, Basingstoke, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm going there. Yep. I don't know how I feel about Basingstoke, but we'll give it a whirl.
This is also on your
Yeah.
You ready for this?
No.
Okay. As well as being a working class ginger gay northern comic.
All true. Apart from the gay thing, I think it's immoral.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. Black Burton Talk and we've discussed that. Degree in languages. Now, you've only mentioned French.
Yeah, so, and English.
So, is that the two languages? You can't put degree in languages for just French and English.
That's
big in your CV right up.
Well, hold on, though. I did do... I took a beginner's class in Spanish.
Yep.
Hola, mi amo Steven. And therefore, I can say languages.
Yeah,
and I also sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch, which is German.
It is.
What I am is a jack of all trades and a master of not one Frenchman.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh,
says here you like conspiracy theories.
I love a conspiracy theory.
Why?
I find it...
Do you believe in the conspiracy theories? I mean, do you have... Have you started any conspiracy theories?
I've never started any because I'm not that smart. However, and now it's like, I don't even know if this is a conspiracy theory, really, but I'm obsessed with Scientology. Not in the way where it's like, I'm like, cuckoo, I'm going to fly away in an alien spaceship.
Yeah.
But I could watch about Scientology all day, every day. I think it's fascinating.
Have you not been into one of their recruitment shops? There's one in London where we are now.
Well, there's... Wait, I know where we are, John.
I know.
Thank you for clarifying where we are.
This is clarifying for the listener.
Got you. No, but I've walked past the one in Manchester.
Yeah.
But I'm scared that if you walk into it, like I'm going to end up in a spaceship.
Yeah.
And then just be trapped and not know how to get back. And it's like I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, but I'm not like science.
Did you see this thing about Winston Churchill today? So in the news today, Winston Churchill, it turns out, wrote an entire essay in the 1930s about alien invasions and alien life. All right. Yeah, I know you look amazed.
John, do you believe in aliens?
I want to believe, to coin a phrase.
Okay.
I mean, I find it, like Churchill in his essay, sort of inconceivable that we can be the only thing in an entire infinite universe.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Like, I believe there must be something else out there.
Yeah.
And they'll be, like, looking at us, being like, we're aliens. But then I also feel like, I'm not sure I believe in spaceships, though.
No, just the aliens.
Just the aliens. Well, I just believe, yeah, or like a mirrored world. Like maybe there's a brunette version of me somewhere.
Yes.
Or a straight there's version.
That'd be ridiculous.
Don't you be
I can't
ridiculous.
Even imagine such
there'll
a thing.
Be there'll be a version of both of us.
There's a gay version. There's a gay
are in
me.
In a travel lodge right now.
Yeah.
With a, having a nice
a gay
time.
Me and a straight you in a travel lodge. That's happening right now. In another universe.
Yeah.
That could happen. There is another version of you.
Oh, no.
What is it? It's Mick Hucknall. Because oh, you look a little bit like Mick Hucknall, don't you?
Okay, really, one, that is offensive.
Yep.
Two, I once, can I say this, had Pum Pum with a Mick Hucknall impersonator. Can I say that? Is it too early?
We'll all use our imaginations to what that exactly means. But,
yeah.
But I think you're fine with that. With a Mick Hucknall impersonator.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, John Holmes, two gingers do not make a right. It was disgusting the next morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's all right because you're gay, but if two ginger, if a couple, a man and a woman, yeah. procreate and have a child, two ginger people have a child,
yeah.
it is born with cloven hooves, and that is a fact.
Yeah, no, I believe that. Yeah. You've not seen my feet yet.
And you have to keep them in a walled garden.
Oh,
it's true.
I like that.
Good. We're almost out of time, you know.
Why are you trying to rush me out of here?
I'm not.
What? I don't really feel like we've achieved anything, John Holmes.
You may not have, but I have.
What did you achieve?
I've achieved getting to know you.
And how do you feel about me?
I feel all right about it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the first time we've met, you see. I think we've got on all right.
I think we've got on really...
We're going to have a second date now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, please, because I am looking for an older man, and I know you're only like 2 years older than me.
I am 2 years older than you. That's
but,
exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yes.
To who?
A woman.
Called?
Nikki.
Right, well, I only need to know, because I need to find her and take her down.
Fine.
John Holmes.
It can be done.
Which tour date are you going to come and visit me at?
I don't know. I've got my eye on the Maidenhead roundabout.
Yeah, I know you have. When do you not have your eye on it?
I'm just looking for Southend. I went there once.
How's Southend? I've never been to Southend.
I went to see Steve Coogan live in Southend.
Oh, once. How was that?
Yeah. Good. So, you know, you've got a lot to live up to.
Russell Cain's from Southend and he seems spiffy, so...
Spiffy?
Like, yeah.
All right.
Like... Spiffy.
Okay.
Like, great.
Spiffy.
Yeah, spiffy. Yeah. Tote spiffs.
This is Ellie, by the way.
Hi.
Hi, Elle. How are you? I didn't know if you were allowed to speak or not. You were
she is
ever
actually,
so
she's
quietly.
It's her first day. It's her first day on.
Oh, welcome to the show.
It's her first
Thanks.
Day.
I don't Thanks. Know if I should have the business saying that, but John's obviously not doing anything.
No. No, she just has to sit there quietly.
How are you finding working with John Holmes?
It's going as well as expected.
Do you have a crush on him yet?
No.
No. Give it time.
Great. Right, Stephen Bailey, thank you for
Thanks
coming
for
in.
Having me.
So there you go, there are the dates. You've got a website or something people can look
at? Yes, stephenbaileycomedy.co.uk for my tour, Stephen Bailey Nation Sweetheart, that starts next Friday in Leicester. Anything else?
That's it.
Yeah, good. The Fine. PR lady will kill me if I don't say all that.
Good, we've done it. Right, PR exercise, dressed up as interview. I think it went very well.
I actually do think it went more as an interview than a PR exercise.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I put people off, if anything.
I'm professional, I can swing it round. Yeah. I can swing it round either way.
Yeah, you really did. I can't wait to see what else you swing
Stop
around.
Stop it now.
Okay.
Right, 20 past two, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's Stephen Bailey. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale, 4 years 0% APR representative, minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Van Buster, now on. Quick Step and Dante laminate flooring. Was £14.25, now just £10 per square metre. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
You know where you should go this spring? Legoland. It's a great day out, and with two tickets for £10 from The Times, you could save up to £80. There's still time to collect the codes you need. Don't miss it. Only in The Times today. £1.50 booking fee. Input codes online. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Somerset's northbound M5 is still experiencing delays with a lane out near 23 for Bridgewater North. Emergency repairs are taking place there after an accident. Very slow on the approach to that. There's queues into Bristol along Rupert Street, the A38. That's because of roadworks as you head towards the Cenotaph. The northbound M1 through Bedfordshire is still busy after earlier problems near Junction 12 at Flitwick, although all the restrictions have been lifted. And it's still very busy for the M40 in Warwickshire, particularly north towards Junction 12 for Gaydon, although there is a lane out in both directions for barrier repairs. I'm Jarena Adams.
Can the new Ford Fiesta ST line please both head and heart? Its dynamic full-body styling, the striking silhouette, the double-stitch interior finish, the eye-catching honeycomb grille, the of the door. And you get £500 off when you test drive any new Ford. Can you please both head and heart? It looks like you can. For more information, visit your nearest Ford dealership. Ford. Go further.
Test drive a new Ford vehicle between the 1st and 28th of February and save an extra £500, including VAT, off the on-the-road price of a new Ford vehicle. Contracted and registered between the 1st and 28th of February. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating dealers.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car knows. How is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 23 minutes past, time that there is. And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, I don't know whether you've seen this. Santa Claus is in trouble. I know, this is in the papers. So what's happened is there was an advert done raise awareness of dementia. And the charity who are behind it used a forgetful Santa Claus as an example. And what would happen, I think it was an advert, what would happen if Father Christmas had dementia and because he'd forget to deliver presents. It's caused a little bit of an uproar.
So sad.
Yes. It's caused a bit of an uproar. But I thought we could help, because the whole idea is, they're saying it's because, you know, children shouldn't necessarily have to deal with big issues like that, and so putting Father Christmas in that situation is possibly not a good thing. But I say, well, you know, you can't teach children young enough. I think about the real world. I think it's important in this day and age, in the world we live in now. You know, the next generation need teaching about how terrible the world can be very early, I think.
You're a hero, John.
I know, Ellie. You're not the first to say it. So we're going to help this afternoon, and this is a texter, okay? So you can get in touch with us. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Whereby we will take children's books and we will modernise them to teach them about the real world. Let me give you an example. So, for instance, you could take Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
mm-hmm.
and it could become Charlie and the Fair Trade Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's nice.
Charlie and the Bomb Factory.
That's less nice.
Yes, fewer. So, the Very Hungry Caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
the Very Hungry African, right? Because of the problems with famine in Africa, which children need to know about, don't they? Comic relief is coming up.
Right.
So it seems to me so we can take children's books and just use them to teach the children about the real world. You may have an example, Ellie. I don't know whether you have.
Well, I thought possibly
yes.
We could have The Liar, The Witch and The What's It. To teach people about Trump and the horrors of his administration.
Good, good. The Liar?
The Witch.
Who's the witch?
Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, Kellyanne Conway, good. I thought it would perhaps Ask Broadcast Through the Glass was involved in the book. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, nice. I had Harry Potter and the Crippling University Fees.
Good. The Iranian Nuclear Programme in the Willows. Anyway, if you'd like to help educate children through... their own books by updating them to reflect the modern world, then please do get in touch this afternoon. It's going to be the text in 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then the cost of that?
Yeah, it says 25p plus your standard network rate.
It's probably right then. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So that's going. Now, I should also mention guests. We've just had one. He was called Stephen Bailey. I know. And on breakfast this morning, and that, they wanted Stephen Bailey, they could only get Keanu Reeves.
Only the best for the most listened to...
Show on the station.
You, yeah.
That's right, I know. So, we couldn't get Keanu Reeves because Paul Ross insisted.
Right.
So, what we thought we'd do, because Paul Ross had to interview Keanu Reeves, so we sent Paul Ross armed with a question for Keanu Reeves, which he promised he would ask Keanu Reeves on our behalf.
That's very nice of him.
Isn't it? So I think I haven't heard this yet, so I don't know how it went or even what happened. But either way, Paul Ross talking to Keanu Reeves, asking a very important question. We like to ask important questions, of course. We ask politicians what their favourite animals are. We kept it animal-themed for Keanu Reeves. And Paul Ross went to interview him and asked him our question.
All the people who work with me at Talk Radio wanted to interview you. I let them all ask me, offer me a question. I picked one at random. This is from John Holmes, who does a slightly bonkers afternoon show.
Bonkers!
Bonkers. Genuinely bonkers.
Bonkers!
And his question is, Keanu Reeves, if you had an elephant, where would you hide it?
In a room.
An elephant-sized room. Maybe even an elephant-shaped room.
Well, isn't that the whole point about the elephant in the room?
Well, I mean, that happened, didn't it? So it's nice to know the interview wasn't wasted. It's nice to get Keanu Reeves just shouting the word bonkers in a sort of random, you know, I don't think any other show has ever achieved that, probably, so.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, it just sounded like a sound effect.
No, that's Keanu Reeves shouting bonkers.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, anyway, we all know now where Keanu Reeves would hide an elephant. So that wasn't a waste of time, was it?
I can't wait for that to come up in pub quiz trivia.
Where would Keanu Reeves hide an elephant? In a room.
In a room.
Bonkers! Anyway, you can hear the rest of that interview with Paul Ross and Keanu Reeves. What a meeting of minds. I think they filmed it as well. So it's on. It was done by the film company as well. So not Sex Luke, who works here. So, you know, it's watchable and professionally done, unlike Luke's offerings. But anyway, it's on the website, talkradio.co.uk, if you'd like to see it. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you a work experience. That's right, work experience punditry. That's right. It moved times today to accommodate, I guess, Stephen Bailey. But here's the confusing thing. Ellie is sitting in for Cornelius. Ellie, off of work experience punditry of hipster nonsense fame. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
There's another Ellie coming in to review geeky, gadgety stuff. So it's going to be a bit of an Ellie-off by the time we've finished.
I'm going to win.
Or, indeed, if you're Keanu Reeves, it will be an Ellie-phant. So we'll have two Ellies in the room.
Smart.
See how I linked the whole show, Ellie? See, I told you you'd learn sitting in, didn't I? See how I professionally bring the whole show round? And in a moment, bonus animal news. See? With Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm starting the show with animal.
See? I'm very good at this. And after that, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster will be happening at around 3:45 as well. A big debate at 3 o'clock and a diversity pay-per-view with Mark in the around 3:30 or something like that. Anyway, it's 2:30 now. Let's make like a towel and press on because Victoria has got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Train Drivers Union, ASLEV, says it will continue to work to try to resolve a dispute over conductors on trains after its members rejected a proposal struck by its leadership. The company says it's disappointed with the decision but is planning more talks to find a way forward. Vladimir Putin is calling for closer cooperation between Russian and US spies. The president says he thinks it's an interest of both of their countries if their intelligence agencies restore links. He says it's clear that in the era of counterterrorism, all relevant countries should work together. Europol is warning the UK could be more vulnerable to terrorism after Brexit if the government doesn't secure access to the agency during negotiations. Leaving the EU should automatically mean we stop being a full member of Europol. Director Rob Wainwright says the security threats in Europe have grown over the last year, meaning working together is more important than ever.
I've been doing this job for 8 years, you know, and I've seen how threats of terrorism, organised crime, have certainly become much more global. And how, therefore, the need for greater international police cooperation is absolutely essential to keeping us safe.
A teenager's been told she'll go on trial in July after she denied murdering a seven-year-old in York. Katie Ruff died in hospital after being found injured on a playing field last month. And a university is reviewing its risk assessment process after a student accidentally made the same explosive that was used in the Paris terror attacks. The University of Bristol's chemistry lab was cleared after TATP was unintentionally formed almost a fortnight ago. The weather, a windier and cooler day in the north and west with some showers, sunnier and drier elsewhere with highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes.
Did you notice, by the way, how I went to your news on time then?
No, actually, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Thank you.
The first time in a while.
And the news, well, you will have noticed, was shorter than it used to be. And so, at 2:30, what we do is bring you bonus news with Victoria. And that makes the time up, essentially, because it's a minute shorter than it used to be. We still don't know why. But bonus news makes the time up. Today, it's... is it animal news again?
Yeah.
Again?
It's because of you being a horrendous human being.
Oh, what we ordinarily do is we bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days to cover everything off. But at the moment, we're stuck in animal news limbo.
Yeah.
Because it's Victoria's favourite. And the reason for it is because I parcel taped her to a chair during a news bulletin.
Against my will.
About a week ago.
And you ruined my hair.
Parcel tape went in her hair.
It took 20 minutes to get out and I lost a lot of hair.
And some scissors.
Yeah.
However.
And then you caused me pain in your attempt to help.
So, we bring you Victoria's bonus animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
Colourful jackets are being knitted for black dogs who are overlooked for adoption because of the colour of their fur. The Scottish SPCA...
Sorry, that's a little bit racist.
Well, this is the problem.
Is the dog racism now?
Yes.
This world is terrible.
I know, and I'm going to give you some examples.
Yeah.
So the Scottish SPCA says so-called black dog syndrome makes it harder to rehome dark-coloured dogs because they're seen as less appealing than light-coloured canines.
Fewer.
One of the reasons they're not as popular is being put down to the fact it's harder to take a nice picture of them.
What?
So people are ridiculous.
But surely it's easier, like, they don't look... Say if you have a white dog that runs through the mud, looks really dirty, but yeah. A black dog would look cleaner, right?
Not... It's... Their features aren't as... I can't speak.
No, we know.
Yeah.
It's
harder to take a picture.
I've got a black dog.
Have you?
Yes.
Which is still not in the studio. Why is that?
You keep telling me to bring the dog in, don't you? I keep forgetting that. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
No. So the... But
you said you would, and now you're saying
well,
no.
Well, it's a faff, isn't it? I'm going to bring a dog on a...
Put a lead on him or her. What's her name?
Mojo.
Mojo. Aww. Yeah.
That's only in case she ever gets lost.
You want to shout, where's my Mojo?
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, and another reason why they're apparently not as popular is some people think they look more threatening because their teeth stand out more in pictures.
Racism.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe there's dog racism now.
Dog racism.
This is terrible.
Yeah, anyway, I've got a picture of a cute black dog wearing a lovely knitted jumper on my Twitter page, so go have a look and follow me because I want more followers. And my name on Twitter is Victoria underscore born.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thank you, John. Anyway, next story. Researchers at Kyoto University's Department of Psychology in Japan have worked out that dogs and capuchin monkeys have an almost human-like sense of morality. So they've done a series of experiments and they found that dogs were less likely to interact with anyone they perceive as acting rudely or unfairly. And if you're looking for a guard dog, perhaps you should consider a different animal, as a pet squirrel has managed to fend off some burglars. Obviously, this happened in America. And
why, obviously?
Because all the crazy stuff happens
there.
Adam Powell says Joey doesn't usually bite, but when a man broke into his home in Idaho to try and steal his guns, Joey sprang into action and attacked. And then the man didn't even get to the gun store because of Joey.
Are you sure it was a squirrel and not a baby kangaroo?
Yes.
Because...
I've got a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria underscore Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. You could take a look and then you'd realise it's definitely not
a Well, it's just that Joey is a name for a kangaroo.
Yes, but Joey is also a name.
Once on the radio, and this is true, okay, and it may have led to me having to leave a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Which time?
the second time.
Okay.
Out of quite a lot. Right. We had a game, an on-air game. I might bring it back. We had an on-air game whereby the listener was encouraged to be on the phone,
yeah,
and to go to their neighbour next door, live on the radio, and put something through the letterbox of the neighbour, right? And it was a time trial, and the idea was you had to put something through and then knock on the door, which is when we started the clock, and it was how long it took you to get it back. Okay, so people would put like sort of like they'd sellotape some soil to a hammer or something, right? Yeah. And they'd push it through the letterbox, knock on the door, we'd start the clock, and the owner of the house would go to the door and go, yes? They go, can I have my hammer with some soil sellotape to it back, please? And or whatever the object, their choice of object.
Yeah.
And they would win a CD, you see, that was the thing. And it, the okay. fastest. And it all went really wrong when someone put a live squirrel through someone's letterbox. And it basically took this person's hallway apart.
They can be quite vicious.
Yes, it turns out, yeah. And that led to me leaving.
Was that the one which was the record-breaking fine, or was that a different...
Oh, that was a different one.
Oh, different story.
Yeah, that's a different radio station.
Yeah.
Still hold that record, by the way.
Well done.
£150,000.
Brilliant.
It was for a game of swearing radio hangman for the under-12s.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. We won't be bringing that back. Right, so thank you, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
That was bonus. It was Animal
News.
Yep.
John Holmes, yes. You should be ashamed.
Well, I am, but it wasn't my squirrel, to be fair, so... Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, we will bring you work experience punditry. Now, it's going to be interesting and confusing because Cornelius is off. So Ellie, one of our work experience plural, is sitting in for Cornelius. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
She's there, look, right there. But she's called Ellie. But so is work experience Ellie, who's out there, ready to come in here and be the other Ellie. We've got two Ellies. And this, I can only assume, is down to a clerical error, because otherwise, I don't know why this would have happened. Anyway, there's an Ellie on. Who's the best Ellie? Find out.
It's me.
All right. By 3 o'clock. Ellie's saying not. Oh, this is going to be a fight. There's going to be an Ellie fight.
She's gesturing quite manic.
The other Ellie. Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to have to come up with ways to differentiate between them. So
they both got glasses.
Yep.
Yeah, both female.
Well spotted.
Yep.
Spotted.
Spotted.
So I'm the only man here today. It's
no, there's a guy through there.
Yeah, but I don't know what he is. Well, he's no, just standing. He's just standing there. I don't know who he is. But the essentially because Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe. Hi there, Chloe.
Hi.
Congratulations, by the way. Chloe got engaged.
Oh, congratulations!
Great news. And she swore yesterday on the radio, but we dumped it. Martha's here as well. For some reason, I don't know why. But hello, Marta.
Hi, I can hear you, but hi.
Hi. Asprodcast is there through the glass, the witch. And Victoria, you're a girl.
Hi.
Ellie's in here.
Hello.
There's another Ellie out there. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
See? And there's me.
Yeah. Do you feel a bit unnerved by this?
No.
Because you kind of seem...
Quite the opposite.
You have pointed out twice.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think more than twice.
No, the reason I'm saying it is because statistically, this is a good thing because, within the radio industry, the women on daytime programming is a rarity.
Yeah.
Apart from on Radio 2 during the holidays when everyone's off and they just bring Fern Cotton in. But, you know, ordinarily, but we, again, do this every day. But I think it's very good that the whole team today is a women team. I think it's a good thing. That's
good.
All I'm saying.
I'm glad.
It's all part of my diversity project.
Right.
So, we'll meet the other Ellie, who will fight with this Ellie.
Physically?
Yes, all part of my diversity project. In the next half an hour of the programme, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
So this is it, the moment of truth. I'm in Portsmouth, it's raining, it's cold, and I'm just about to jump in a lake off a 3 metre platform. This is what happens when you're a Royal Navy Reservist. You get to do this basic training. So I'm going to throw myself in the deep end, quite literally. I'm next, and I'm actually quite nervous. I thought I'd be okay with this, because I'm fine with heights normally. We're going to jump in as if it's an emergency situation, as if we're abandoning ship. We've got to swim over to the life raft, all get in it, cut it adrift, and then paddle back to the shore. I've just come out of the water. It wasn't actually that cold, and I thought it was all over. I've got to do it again. Never been so happy to be on dry land. It was good. It was about 25 of us inside that life raft at the end. It was good teamwork. I was one of the people helping people into the raft, but now I'm looking forward to a nice warm shower.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 is very heavy towards earlier problems northbound between junctions 23 for Bridgewater North and 22 for Burnham-on-Sea. A lane still out there following an accident much earlier today. Queues back to junction 24. Both sides of the M40 struggling now in Warwickshire towards junction 12 for Gaydon, where the lane's closed in both directions because of barrier repairs. A breakdown on Lancashire's M61 making the northbound side quite busy near Chorley, and Middlesbrough's 819 is struggling south towards the A66, where a lane's out for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. I'm Joanna Adams.
Can the new Ford Cougar please both head and heart? Its imposing appearance, the distinctive dual-bar grille, the sumptuous heated steering wheel, the luxurious Salerno leather seats, the of the door. And you get £500 off when you test drive any new Ford. Can you please both head and heart? It looks like you can. For more information, visit your nearest Ford dealership. Ford. Go further.
Test drive a new Ford vehicle between the 1st and 28th of February and save an extra £500, including VAT, off the on-the-road price of a new Ford vehicle contracted and registered between the 1st and 28th of February. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating dealers.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, I may not be the world's most intuitive person, but I'm pretty convinced. I've got a feeling we've got a great guest on the next Full Set Breakfast. You know what? I feel it in my fingers and I feel it in my toes, because we're joined by Marty Pellow from Wet, Wet, Wet. You lucky people. All that and your chance to have your say on the big burning issue of the day. Better call Paul and I'll put you on the radio on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Thank you very much for your children's book suggestions that are coming in, by the way, to make children aware of the real world and how terrible it is. This follows on, of course, from the fact that Santa Clause was used in an advert to raise awareness of dementia, which gathered a number of complaints. But we think, you know, children do need to learn about the real world, and so we're helping this afternoon with book titles. What have you got there, Ellie?
So coming from May in Cardiff is Goldilocks and the House Share, pointing out that we'll never actually own our own homes.
Good, important. You see, kids need to know about that kind of stuff. Anything else on your list there?
James and the Giant Impeachment, and that's from Rory in Fife.
On a similar note, Jason Drury on Twitter, a little orangish, reddish Donald Trumping hood has come in. Someone's coming with To Kill a Mocking Tweet there, and that's a bum puddle. And Mr. Biscuits, The Secret Cannabis Garden. So keep your children's books sort of updated to help children understand how terrible the world is. George's Marvellous MRSA Infected Medicine has come in from Cheryl there at all. And Suicide Bombing at Mallory Towers. That's from Paul in Glasgow. So 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, the news is quite complicated, isn't it, Ellie?
I just can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, and that's why we like to help. And the way we like to help, of course, is by subjecting current affairs to the medium of Japanese poetry. Now, ordinarily, it is done by Cornelius. When he's here, he's off, hence Ellie's in. But today, Asprod Cass is stepping into the haiku hole.
What?
I don't know. And doing them live because the recording equipment that we don't ordinarily do them on has broken.
Everything's broken.
Yeah. So here she is in a northern accent doing Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Jong-un killed brother. Weirdest ep of hoodoo. You think you are evs?
The news! In haikus, if you had trouble understanding any of the words in there because they were said in a northern voice, all you have to do is push the red button on the front of your radio and you will get subtitles. Thanks, Cass. Time then for work experience punditry today. Now, this is going to be confusing because Ellie is here sitting with Cornelius, and he's one of our work experience pundits, ordinarily doing hipster nonsense.
Hiya.
There. But today we're joined for work experience punditry by Ellie, who is here.
Hello.
See, two Ellies in the studio. Both sort of work experience, but one not. It's confusing, isn't it?
She's up a tier.
She has gone up a tier. So this is your chance, other Ellie.
Yeah. I talked Cornelius out of his seat, so now this is your chance to talk me out of my seat, and we'll just keep going around the table, and eventually one of us will end up in John's seat.
And where's John going to end up? In the bin?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Great, this is going well. So Ellie, I don't know how to differentiate between you.
Well, I'm Ellie with an IE.
I'm Ellie with a Y.
All right. Ellie with a Y.
Yes.
L-I.
Sure.
What are we reviewing today? It's geeky gadgety stuff, isn't it?
It is geeky gadgety stuff.
What have you got?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, well, we love the past, and we love the Nokia 3310, which is coming back.
Yes.
It's the best news.
Is it coming back? So I've sort of seen the headlines that it's coming back, but is it just the original phone? Because I've still got one.
Of course you have.
Can I still just plug that in and use it?
Oh yeah, I can see it just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm old school. Yeah. It's never gone away from me.
Well, you can buy them on Amazon, but only from like people selling them on Amazon, not from like Amazon themselves.
But have they updated it? I mean, is it going to be a smartphone or just the phone?
No, it's just going to be the phone. They're going to sell it for $60. Well, $59 apparently. So that's like what, like 200 quid? Something like
probably
that.
Probably now, yeah.
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 So that's happening.
Wow.
And, you know, it's the one we really know and love. It's going to basically be like a new festival phone.
Is Snake going to be on there?
Well, yeah. Of course Snake's going to be on there. I mean, you can get Snake on any good smartphone retailing app site.
Ah, but it's not the same, is it?
Not the same as doing it on the old school screen. You're absolutely right.
Well, like, did you ever used to make, like, songs out of the ringtone thing? Did you have that? Yeah, like you used to have this little thing and it would like you'd press the buttons and each button would have a corresponding noise and then like you could make a melody and then have that melody as your ringtone. I hope that's coming back.
Well, if it was an original feature, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But I still have it. So I'm
indestructible.
I'm so cool but didn't know.
Are you telling me you're ahead of a trend?
I'm like hashtag cool goals.
Does this mean that this is also hipster nonsense?
In a way.
Good.
Yeah, it's sort of both things now, isn't it? But I think it's a good thing because all things retro, because vinyl's back, of course.
Yes.
Cassettes, someone told me the other day, are coming back as well.
I got given a mixtape on cassette for Christmas.
There you go.
There we go.
Did you have anything to play it on?
He also lent me a tape player.
Good.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, well done, Alex. but it's good news, you know, because people do like retro stuff, and there's a fashion for it. So it's like tech news, but old hipster fashion. But it's tech news, but old school.
Yeah, but it's also it's just really, really good, isn't it? But something very, very new school and very futuristic, which I've also seen is a headline today.
Go on.
Flying taxis in Dubai.
Yes.
It's happening.
They're testing it, but yeah, they haven't put a human in one yet. Am I right?
I believe so. I believe that they're planning to have them up and running by July.
Yeah.
By July?
By July. Yeah, yeah. This July.
Flying cars in July?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening.
Flying cars in July in Dubai. Ellie with an EI. The other way around, but it rhymes better that way. No. This is good, but this is proper the future. We're living in the proper the future. Imagine there sitting in a flying taxi on your old Nokia. What a crazy clash of worlds it would be.
Isn't that like basically like Blade Runner, where it's like, oh, it's old but it's new?
Yes.
Yeah.
How high do they fly?
I don't know, but they
in
have
the
very,
sky
very...
in Dubai. This is like Dr.
In
Seuss.
July.
Now, how high do they fly in the sky in Dubai in July?
L-E-Y.
Good.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of pressure. I don't know how high they fly. I imagine...
In the sky in Dubai in July.
Not as high as their skyscrapers, because they've got the highest and flyest sky...
Ist.
Skyscrapers. There we go.
Good.
Yeah. So that's... So, yeah.
So, but these are pilotless. You just sit in them.
They're like driverless. They can drive... Are they driverless? Because they're taxis.
They're pilotless.
Or pilotless because they fly.
In the sky.
And
in Dubai.
One person.
In July. Ellie with a Y.
This is making me feel a bit unwell. All this rhyming. I can't deal with it. It's making me feel dizzy.
Dizzy.
Oh.
So what... Well, I think pilotless. But they're drones. Yeah. They're drones that you can put a human in.
Yeah, they're big drones. They can fly for 23 minutes.
Where?
So, yeah.
Where do they fly?
I'm not entertaining you with this.
In Dubai.
In July.
In the sky?
Maybe.
Subject to terms and conditions.
How far can you get in 23 minutes, though? That's actually not a very long flight time.
Well, I mean, if it's just around the city, I suppose you can get to the top of the Burj Khalifa down to the Burj Al Arab, couldn't you?
Probably. It only takes like 45 minutes to get to Ireland.
I guess.
You get to Ireland.
Oh. But if you get stuck in traffic, are they like, do they fly? Are they like hover cars?
They're flying.
They've got proper super duper flying
drone copter blades.
God.
I know, in the sky,
in Dubai,
in July.
Wait, when is it again?
Month after next, in a bit.
In a bit. Where is it?
Dubai. Ellie with a Y.
Yeah.
Don't cry.
Oh please, let me cry.
Have you got something in your eye?
Why?
I knew you'd join in the end. All right, so we've got Nokia's coming back. We've got taxi flying.
Yep.
Where next?
Back to Brexit, because we can't stay away from that for more than about 20 minutes. Microsoft have announced that everything's like super duper expensive because the pound is worth nothing. So their stuff's 15% more expensive as of today.
So this is Microsoft, as in the software. Because
no, they've got the computers, proper computers.
Do they?
Yeah.
They I thought they just installed their stuff on the thing. What?
So how old are you?
Well, I know what Microsoft is. I'm just saying. I thought Windows was their thing, and you put it on sync popular singers like Adele.
Did you refer to it as a Microsoft?
Yes. So that's what the kids are calling it, just because you two are out of touch. Hashtag Microsoft goals.
You can't just...
Do you know what a hashtag is?
Yes. Do you know what goals are?
I do know what goals are.
Yeah, see? Well, so do I now. Right? Like, since you're my squad, so hashtag squad goals. Yeah? Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's right. I know. I'm down with the kids, me. Yeah.
You'll get put on a list.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that down with the kids, don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
What? So.
Oh, dear.
Microsoft have okay, so they're computers that they make.
The computers that Microsoft make.
Yes.
And Microsoft...
Software.
Software
such
goes
as Office.
On it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well done. You're getting there.
Hashtag Excel spreadsheet.
No one's ever used that as a hashtag before, ever.
That's because I'm way ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Yes.
You keep telling yourself.
Right.
Okay.
So we're just going to be paying more for it all. Like, because Apple have already announced this.
Yeah, Apple and Sonos have done it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, if Apple's doing it, we should do it as well.
Yeah.
Because they do everything first.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So, okay, right. So we're paying more for technology.
Yeah. So that's. I mean, we pay more for everything now.
Yeah.
Hashtag courgette crisis.
Hashtag veg goals. Next.
Yale University in America,
yes,
have renamed one of its colleges to honour a pioneering woman scientist who helped with the war effort in World War II, that war.
Yep.
And she was the first woman to, well, first person to invent a complier. Now,
a complier?
A complier, which transfers one computer language into a binary code. That, yeah.
Right, so it what?
So basically, she was one of the first people to be able to do computer programming.
Right. So she, but it complies.
Yeah, and it worked.
Okay.
And she was the first person to make it work, and the first woman to do it, and she's really cool. And the college was named after a racist, so they were like, "Yeah, let's switch up."
Right. Who? What's her name?
She is called Grace Hopper.
Grace Hopper, like Space Hopper,
but better.
Yeah.
But a better hopper.
Yeah. Did she? No. Who was it named after before?
John Calhoun, who was a former vice president of the United States.
But a racist one.
A white supremacist.
That's nice.
Slavery advocate, and there was a campaign being like, can you like not? Because it's the future now.
Because we've got to think.
When you say that.
When was he vice president back in?
The 19th century.
Yeah, see, and like I said, we've got a taste for everything retro, because now the vice president is also a racist.
Yeah, brilliant.
So that works. So it's gone. We've gone back to that as well, haven't we?
Everything's come full circle.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
And I like that she invented a comply.
Yeah, where
did she ever visit Dubai?
Maybe.
In July?
In the sky. She went in the sky.
With a comply.
To Dubai.
Yeah. In July.
Yep. Please make it stop.
Okay, goodbye.
That's the end of the tech news.
Goodbye. Right, Ellie, with a Y.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bringing your tech news to us. Thank you also, Ellie, with an IE, for whatever you did then. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, there will be the big debate, of course. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster coming in around 3/4 hour. Today, one of the Mac twins, Adam off of Virgin Radio, will be having a go at the Paul Ross quiz. And we will, of course, have our diversity paper review as Mark comes in to go through the papers. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions, and you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own 7-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to 10 Second Moments. Tony, take it away.
Live, we're on air. I'm actually on the radio. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here goes. My darling Julie, will you marry?
Good things don't last forever. Get down to your nearest Toyota dealer to get 3 years free servicing when you buy any Toyota Auris or Toyota RAV4, on top of other great offers. Only at the Love Toyota event between the 10th and the 19th of February. Search Toyota for more information. Toyota, always a better way. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's be anything but beige. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wickes, let's do it right.
Ah, Greensleeves, a classic, penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife, Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra Hold music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure, and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
So, how's Tamworth?
Yep, the hotel's good. I'm just having a sausage sandwich before we go off to set.
How did it go yesterday?
Yeah. The director seemed to really like what I brought to my performance.
That's great. And who are you today?
Man in crowd, number 11.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is. It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no deal on Southern. Russia wants to work with US spies and Bieber's in trouble again.
Talk Radio.
Hopes of an end to the Southern Rail fiasco have been dashed this afternoon as drivers rejected a deal on the role on train guards. Southern says it's hugely disappointed by the decision. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The deal was brokered by the ASLEF union, which recommended it to their members, but they have turned it down. An agreement would have seen Southern run some driver-only operated trains. ASLEF says it will work to deliver a resolution in line with workers' expectations.
President Putin is calling for closer cooperation between Russian and US spies. He says it's in the interest of both countries for their intelligence agencies to restore links. It comes as the American Defense Secretary, General James Mattis, told reporters at a NATO meeting in Brussels. He believes Moscow did interfere in the presidential election.
Right now, I would just say there's very little doubt that they have either interfered or they have attempted to interfere in a number of elections in the democracies.
The head of Europol says he's concerned the UK will be locked out of crucial intelligence after leaving the EU. Rob Wainwright is warning that Britain could be more vulnerable to terrorism after Brexit if the government doesn't secure access to the agency during negotiations. A teenage girl has pleaded not guilty to the murder of a 7-year-old in York. The 15-year-old, who can't be named for legal reasons, appeared at Leeds Crown Court. Police investigating the suspected murder of the leader of North Korea's half-brother in Malaysia have arrested a third person. It's believed Kim Jong-nam was poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport on Monday. And Justin Bieber has been accused of repeatedly punching a man at the hotel in the US. A report filed by Cleveland police claims the man was attacked by the pop star and his bodyguards after he started taking photos of the star. That's that.
No news end line?
I was tweeted one, but I forgot to write it down.
Oh.
Have you got it?
No.
So it says it was something to do with animals.
Why don't you just say?
I can't remember it.
I'm Victoria Bourne, something to do with animals.
I'm Victoria Bourne, something to do with animals.
Thanks, Victoria. That was the news. Now here's the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Do I sound like I've got a cold? In my head, it sounds like I've got a cold.
Do you know what? I think if people didn't know your voice, they wouldn't be able to tell.
Right.
But because I have to hear your voice all the time.
Yes.
It does sound slightly blocked up, but nowhere near as bad as you're making out.
Okay.
So if you hadn't mentioned you were ill, I'd be like, oh, he's here, he's fine.
I am here. I'm a trooper, Victorian. Here I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where's your outfit?
I'm telling you. Right.
I need to do the weather.
Oh, yes.
A windier and cooler day in the north and west with some showers, sunny and dry elsewhere with highs of 12 degrees.
It's going to remind you to end on a high.
I always do.
I know, always end on a high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you always end on a high?
Yes. Now, the sport is live today. Ben has a pre-recorded sport, of course, but today his pre-recorded sport is coming live from... Now, I don't know if you saw this. We were talking about it earlier on the programme, on the front of the papers today as well. Big news. Winston Churchill once read an essay on aliens. Essentially, Winston Churchill versus Predator is what we're talking about. Winston Churchill, alien hunter. He wrote this in 1939 and talked about alien life. And this has been unearthed. It's in a museum in Missouri. So today, Ben's pre-recorded sport is coming live from Winston Churchill on a beach. Because he fights them on the beaches, doesn't he? Fighting and shooting at the Xenomorph from off of the Alien films.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There are two Premier League sides in Europa League action later, with Tottenham and Manchester United both bidding for a place in the last 16. Spurs are in Belgium for the first leg of their last 32 tie with Ghent in Talk Sports Live commentary game. Meanwhile, Manchester United will take on French side
never surrender.
At Old Trafford. Referee Mark Plattenberg quit the Premier League to work in Saudi Arabia. He was the main official for the final game of the 2016 and the FA Cup last season. Said openly he'd consider a job in the Chinese Super League, one on offer. Finally, Huddersfield looks to make it back-to-back Super League wins this season at home to Salford. They ran out comfortable winners and witness on opening weekend. The whole game is live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben's pre-recorded sport there. Today, live from Winston Churchill, Alien Hunter. With a xenomorph from out of all of the Alien films, fighting them on the beaches. You don't get that on Sheila Fugarty over on LBC, do you? Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So as we've been hearing, there's been another arrest in the hunt for Kim Jong-nam's assassins, as the estranged half-brother of the murderous pudding bowl that runs North Korea got made all dead at an airport. North Korea have now requested that the body be flown back to North Korea, presumably so that Kim Jong-un can feed it to dogs or something. Or would he put it in a missile to fire at South Korea? Or perhaps turn his brother's skin into a giant North Korean flag with LOL written on it. Or whatever the chunky, despotic loon does with everybody that he murders. Which could well be me next, now, anyway. Presumably, if he's listening to this. Good afternoon, Mr. Supreme Leader, if you are listening. But someone who is listening, and he's on the telephone now, having heard me say the word would during that... it's Billy Bob. Good afternoon, Billy Bob. Thanks for calling Talk Radio. Good afternoon.
Hello, John. You all right, son?
All right. Yeah, fine, thank you. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word wood during that. What's your problem with wood?
I did. Well, I'm very against the whole notion of wood, right? And I'll tell you for why.
Why?
I used to live very close to a forest, right? Yeah. I used to get morning wood on a regular basis. Yep. Basically, I was out from 6 a.m. collecting bits of logs and sticks for the fire.
Yeah.
Now, my body would often get covered in spelks. Now, one day, I got a huge prick in the palm of my hand and had to go and ask my brother to pull it off. Now, it was a very painful experience, and one that made me wonder what the actual point of wood is.
Right.
If it's going to attack people in such a horrible and unprovoked manner, then I just don't think it's right for 2017, and we need to get rid of it right now.
Fair enough. No, it's a strong argument, absolutely, because you're right. A bark can be sharp as well, of course, and we know that tree bark is worse than any bite. Famously, we know that. Let me bring in. I want to bring in Ross. Who's on? Who's called in? Listening to you there. Ross is on the other line. Hello, Ross.
Go on.
Ross, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
You're fine, thank you. I've got a bit of a cold, if I'm honest, Ross.
You got a cold? You stuffy?
A bit stuffy, yes.
You blew it.
Yep.
You blew it.
I blew it.
Have you blew it, John?
I have blew it.
Good on you. Come on, then.
All right. Now look, Quiet. You're listening to Bill. You've heard Billy Bob there. He wants to. He's got a problem with wood. He doesn't think we need it in 2017. I mean, he's got a strong argument. What do you make of this, Ross? Because you phoned in because you're pro wood.
He don't like wood.
Yep.
He don't like wood.
He don't like it. He doesn't like wood.
No, I don't. It's horrible.
There's nothing wrong with wood. I've got three fences, John. Oh, my God.
Three fences.
And them three.
Well, why do you need three fences, Ross?
Keep people out who don't belong in there, John.
Right. But could you make them... Go on. You what?
I grow radishes, John, in my garden.
Radishes, yes.
I've got a shed.
Yeah.
Shall I go on?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I've got three things in the shed, John. Write them down.
Yes, yeah, so let me just get a pen.
Go on.
What do you got in your shed?
It's a hose. Doesn't work, though.
Hose, yeah. Doesn't with brackets. Doesn't work, yeah.
Wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow, yeah.
And radishes.
Radishes.
And now, if I didn't add wood, then they'd all get wet, wouldn't they?
Yes. Well, he's got a point there, hasn't he, Billy Bob? Because
you could use a corrugated iron shed. Now, that actually would be a lot better than wood.
Could you use corrugated iron in any circumstance where one would ordinarily use wood, do you think?
Yes. Apart from, I mean, if you want to try and start a fire, you may have some trouble.
Yes.
Right? But there are other options for that. You can use, I don't know, cotton wool, something something like that.
Cotton wool is a derivative of wood?
Is it? I don't know.
Shed.
You can't make a shed out of cotton wool, though, can you?
I wouldn't advise it.
No. Well, this is my point. Well, look, let's look at this. I mean, you've heard the expression, you can't see the wood for the trees, right? And but here's the thing. If you remove the trees, right?
Aye.
So you can see the wood, then you're also removing the wood, aren't you? Because the wood is made of trees, and conversely, trees are made of wood. Do you see my point?
Well, that's very true, but nothing good has come from wood, right? Now, houses in America are built from the stuff, and look how long they last in a tornado.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Or, indeed, the event that a wolf comes and blows.
Well, exactly. The little pig's building his houses out of sticks. Now, what is he playing at?
Yeah. Again,
hello.
Ross, if a pig is in your shed... Did you say you had a pig in your shed?
Go on.
Right. If you did have a pig in your shed and a wolf came, it would blow the shed away. But if your shed was made of, say, corrugated iron, the wolf would have more difficulty getting in, wouldn't it?
I believe bricks is the most strongest of the options,
but,
really.
Yeah, but you don't want to use bricks to replace wood in all circumstances, because who wants to see a tree made of bricks?
Well,
I've got a pig in my shed, John.
Sorry, you haven't got a pig in the shed,
John. Right,
well, don't call in on false pretenses, then. I thought you told our researcher you had a pig in the shed, no?
No, I said write him down. It's a hose, it don't work.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you said hose. I wrote pig, sorry.
You written down pig? Course, no pigs in my shed, mate.
I want to ask you about the knock-on effects of this, Billy Bob, because if you get rid of wood...
Hello?
I know I'm still here. If you get rid of wood, what's going to happen is that you're going to find armies, and they are armies of unemployed woodcutters, aren't you? Because what would they cut? What would a woodcutter cut if there wasn't any... It'd lead to a rise in... Giants coming down beanstalks, of course, because they wouldn't be the woodcutter's axe. And wolf, we're back to them again. Wolf attacks on grandmas in cottages in the forest if you get rid of woodcutters. And so is that what you want, Billy Bob?
Well, not necessarily, but that is the byproduct of what we're talking about here. Now, if we get rid of wood, I mean, you know, they could go into bakery, making lovely gingerbread roses for those... said animals.
Yeah, but how would you fight off a wolf with a basket of gingerbread? You cut the whole basket was the problem.
Radishes, still some radishes.
Corrugated iron basket.
Hang on, Ross might have a point here. What? So you'd fight a wolf off with radishes?
I'll just say it yourself. See if he has them, and then you know I've got loads in the shed, so he can go for it.
Have you got? Did you say you had a wolf in your shed?
No, I've got no animals in my shed. Who's saying this? Who's been saying I've got animals in my shed?
Sorry, I thought that's what you told our research. Sorry.
No, it's a... Write this down again, chap. It's a hose. It doesn't work.
Spell hose?
Spell what?
Hose?
Hose?
Yep.
Spell hose?
Spell pig.
Spell pig?
Yep.
What are we talking about now?
Answer this question for me.
I just heard the word hose, and I wasn't sure what you really meant there.
Answer this question for me, right, because it's an important question, given the subject. And this is to both of you, right, but I'll ask you first, Billy Bob. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Put a number on it for me. Put a simple question. Put a number on it.
I knew the answer to this, but you put me on the spot.
Yeah.
50?
You think 50 would?
50 wood.
What about you, Ross? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much? You put a number on it, please.
Never been any animals in my shed. I used to have a gerbil once. Never been an animal in my shed.
No, but I've answered the question. Simple question. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Put a number on it. Billy Bob says 50. What do you... He says 50 wood.
50 wood.
How can
a... What? Just put a simple question, Ross. Just put a number on it.
No, is it? Not a simple question.
Put a number on it.
On what?
On the how much wood a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
See, wasn't it?
Put a number on it.
Who is this guy?
Just give me a number, Ross. Say a number.
I said four.
Four, right. You think four would? And Billy Bob thinks did you say you had a woodchuck in your shed?
I've got nothing in my shed apart from a hose, Oh, you've got it written down.
It's a wheelbarrow.
I
don't think you're using your shed to the full opportunity there. Like, I mean, you know, if you're only putting three things in there, and if you know, if it's a decent sized shed.
Yeah, we don't know how many radishes he's got. How many radishes?
Well, that's true.
It's not in a bin with radishes, but there's no animals dead or alive in there. If you want to put a cut of wool and walk in his shed, you're going out with him.
Sorry, losing the line. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all? Have you, I don't know whether you've been following this story.
Hello?
They're doing trials in Sweden. Yeah. I don't know whether you've... What they've done... You know,
okay,
the,
go on.
Well, the Elvis... Elvis Presley, obviously, he was a scientist. And like Churchill, we learned about Churchill today doing an essay about aliens. Elvis wrote an essay. He wrote a song, actually, but in the form of an essay. About heart transplants, didn't he? And about a wooden heart, do you remember?
Yeah, yes.
And in Sweden, what they did, they read Elvis's paper and thought there was something in it. So what they did, they made it mandatory for everybody who lived in Sweden to have a heart transplant, replacing their human heart with a wooden one. And what happened was that everybody died. So,
yeah.
You see what I mean?
I did read about that, actually.
Yeah. It's a terrible story.
It is a terrible story. It's a shocking part of history. But, you know, we should confront these things. They're difficult to talk about, but there we are. Everyone's dead in Sweden because of it. But what you're saying, Billy Bob, is that we could have prevented that.
Well, we could have. You know, if we go back to my first argument about corrugated iron,
yes.
You know, that would have been a good alternative for a heart.
Yes. I mean, no one's...
You know, it's like a magnet. Is iron magnet? I don't know if it's magnet or not. But
the point is, and I think you're right, and I'm agreeing with you, is that nobody, and I mean nobody in the history of the world, has ever died through having a heart made of corrugated iron.
Exactly.
But that is a fact, isn't it?
That is a fact. If you go on Google or something and search it, you'll not get it.
You're absolutely right. So,
no.
Anyway, look, we're run out of time there for the debate, really, I'm afraid. So, if you could just sum it up for me in one word, please, Billy Bob, if you would.
Elijah Wood.
Thank you. And Ross, one word, please.
Plank.
Sorry, you've got a plank in your shed?
I've got nothing in my shed. Apart from radishes and the other things you said about, I've forgotten now, you keep asking me, don't you?
Right.
Can I change my word?
What? You what?
Can I change my word?
Yep.
Radish.
Thank you. And there we must leave the debate. Billy Bob there, very much against the notion of wood. Is he right? Do we need wood in 2017? It's post-Brexit Britain. Do we need wood when we've got tax incentives and bell peppers? Get in touch. Tell us what you think. 87222.
Start your message with your word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes, and that's The Big Debate on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
What a bargain!
It's a
song! Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of Kazan.
I think that was
Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Start collecting today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 through Somerset still very busy northbound after an accident between junctions 23 and 22, so between Bridgewater North and Burnham-on-Sea. There's still a lane out on the northbound carriageway for emergency repairs. Barrier repairs are also happening on the M40 in Warwickshire at junction 12 for Gaydon around the area. If you're northbound, one lane's out, and if you're southbound, 2 of the 3 lanes have been closed, so really slow. And there's a breakdown on Lancashire's northbound M61, which is making things quite busy as you move through junction 8 for Chorley. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just time for some of your reactions then that are coming in for today's big debate. Do we need wood in post-Brexit Britain? As I say, we've got tax incentives and bell peppers now. So why do we need wood? Ross on the phone there as well as Billy Bob. Both arguing both sides of that debate. A lot of reactions coming in, Ellie.
Lots of reactions, John. So from Anna in Swansea. John, if we didn't have wood, how would we know when we would want to do something? That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And then coming in from Michelle in Newport. John, everybody knows a paper cut is the worst injury known to man. And what is paper? It's just thin wood.
It's thin wood. That's absolutely right. And you think about the amount of, you know, the pressure on the NHS at the moment is bad enough anyway. So if we did get rid of wood, and as we said, bark, tree bark is worse than being bitten by anything. Hence the famous saying. John, the way to get rid of wood is to employ armies of woodpeckers. Or one big giant woodpecker that could peck all the wood off the face of the earth. Termites also eat wood, John. Why don't we have woodpeckers, armies of woodpeckers with armies of termites in their beaks, and that way the wood would disappear twice as fast. Or a giant woodpecker, John, with a giant termite in its beak to peck all of the wood off the planet. Or what about, John, a woodpecker, giant woodpecker with a giant termite in its beak, but a beak's made of the front of a swordfish, so it's serrated, so it could also saw the tree as it was pecking it and eating it at the same time. Interesting stuff. Do keep your thoughts coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's time for the Diversity Paper Review. And the Diversity Paper Review. If you're a first-time listener, here's what it is. It's where we review the papers. Yes, so does everyone else, John. I know. But what they don't do is employ a different diversity each day to do it for us, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Mark. His diversity is that he is...
brown.
What paper are you starting with, Mark? Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Your Back to the Future jumper.
Yes.
Which is prescient today, of course, because it also in the news is the news of flying cars.
Oh, I missed that.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Flying cars that can fly.
Yeah.
By July.
In Dubai.
In the sky.
Wow.
High.
Wow. How high?
Quite high. But that's it. We were talking about it in the Geeky Gadgety Roundup earlier.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be a thing. But you're flying DeLorean on the front of your jumper there. It just reminded me of that story.
Are they going to have roads in the sky? Because
no.
I've often wondered about this, whole flying cars business.
Mm.
It's like, how does it work? Is there traffic lanes? Can they just go everywhere? Because The problem is, of course, if you can fly it, then you can fly at different levels, obviously,
yeah,
because it's kind of, there's a lot of space up there.
Yeah.
And then you've got to regulate it so they don't crash into each other. And then you've got to make sure people aren't flying over people's houses and blocking out the sun.
Yeah.
There's lots of levels to this.
Well, it's starting in July.
Yeah.
In Dubai.
Wow.
In the sky. High.
Those Dubai people, they love flying cars and new stuff.
Apparently they do, yeah. Anyway, that's what we learned, but that's not what's in your newspapers, is it?
No, I haven't seen any of that.
All right, what have you seen?
In The Guardian today, there's a very interesting article.
I find that hard to believe.
No. In G2.
Oh, yeah.
It's an article about the alt-right.
The Guardian writing about the alt-right? Yeah. Surely
not.
Can
we just call it the far-right? Like, I don't know why it's called alt. There's nothing alternative about it.
It's just right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like alt-country. It's just like, well, it's just country. It's alternative. It's far-right country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was reading it, and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. This is a really good article. It's basically about the ad agency, M&C Saatchi, who have worked with the Conservative Party for a number of years now, since I think like the 60s or 70s,
right,
possibly, and have won them many elections. They've lost elections as well. They've not got 100% record. And now they've got a massive big fund from the government for about 60 million quid to try and combat the rise of extremism, the rise of the far right in the UK.
So they're given that. So they're trying to stop the far right movement with an advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we know what they're planning? This is the company who came up with the Tony Blair demonise.
Yes. That was Saatchi, New Labour, New Danger. Yeah, that was the slogan.
Yeah.
Labour's double whammy.
Yeah.
I couldn't say that for some reason.
So what's the plan here then?
Well, this article is very well written, and it talks about many... Basically, they can't go out and have a big campaign that says far right, don't do it, basically, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because it won't work. Because the people that need to see it won't see it, so they have to kind of embed stuff into it,
and do
kind of digital advertising and make sure the right people see it.
Sort of subliminal,
yeah.
So I, when you're donning your white robes and hood, there'll be an advert on the inside of the hood as you put it on,
to go and
burn some people,
and
put burning crosses in people's gardens.
Yeah,
you put your hood on.
Yeah,
there's a Saatchi advert in front of your eyes as you're trying to find the eye holes.
Yeah.
And you think suddenly go, oh no, wait a minute, this is wrong.
Yeah,
is that the idea?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, there's going to be, I don't know, a little picture of, I don't know what you'd even do, because presumably those kind of people are attracted to all the negativity around it, right?
Well, it'd be interesting to see what imagery they come up with for this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, anyway, I read the article, then I realised at the end of the article was written by Sam Delaney, and I was like, oh, that's a bit weird that I work with him.
Sam Delaney off of Drive Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrote an article about the far right.
Wrote an article about combating the far right.
Does it plug his talk radio show?
Yes, and it also plugs his advertising festival that he's part of.
Right.
Called, where he's putting on a panel discussion with the political team from M&C Saatchi.
Right, oh, that's quite interesting.
Because he wrote a book about it, didn't he?
He did.
A book about advertising
politics. So that makes entire sense why he's done it.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
I like that you didn't detect, because obviously you work with Sam
and
know him quite well, as we all, but you didn't detect the voice of Sam Delaney throughout the article.
No, there's lots of quotes from people like who've been in the far right or in advertising and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
What I find interesting about Sam Delaney is that though he is left wing, he looks like a far right thug.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks exactly like a shaven-headed, far-right thug. Genuinely, I would cross the street to avoid Sam Delaney if I didn't know him.
Yeah, at first, when they stuck me with him, I was a bit like, oh, no. Like,
because you're brown.
Yeah.
And I saw him walk in, and I thought the first thing he was going to do was punch you or something.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
I did as well. I was wearing my gum shield. Just stuck it.
Because he just looked like a thuggish racist.
Yeah. He does. He has that look.
He does, yeah. And the voice as well, I feel like.
Yeah.
But underneath it, he's not, so...
It's all about This Is England 1990.
He is, he's got that look, hasn't he?
Yeah. And then he does love one of those, like, Adidas-style zip-up...
Yeah.
...top things.
Yeah, and those big boots that he wears. He's clumpy.
Yeah, and he goes to football a lot as well.
Yeah, he does,
That's classic 80s far-right
thuggery. And he punches foreigners in the face. I've seen him do it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, where was that?
Just anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and they've put adverts in this about how they're going to combat people, and they've basically got famous immigrants and written the word immigrant on them. That's what M&C Saatchi came up with.
So we know that. So it's sort of going, oh, look, without immigration, we wouldn't have, for example,
Rita Ora or Mo Farah or Prince Philip.
Well, there's an argument for two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're okay with Mo Farah,
yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't
lose
any sleep.
Even though he's an immigrant, he's everyone's favourite racist.
Exactly, you know? The irony there.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, stay with us, because I know there's more to look at in the newspaper.
There
Mark.
Is loads.
So we'll be back with Mark with more newspaper reviewing very shortly. It's 3:30 now, though. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio, right here, right now.
Talk Radio.
Train drivers have voted to reject a deal their union, ASLEF, had agreed with Southern Rail. It was aimed at ending a long-running dispute over conductors on trains. Vladimir Putin says he wants to work towards restoring dialogue between Russian and US intelligence agencies. But at the same time, the Russian president's accused the intergovernmental military alliance of NATO of constantly trying to provoke his country. Here's American Defense Secretary General James Mattis.
They have to live by international law, just like we expect all mature nations on this planet to do. And what we will do is we will engage politically. We do not, or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage.
The British director of Europol says the UK could be at more risk of a terrorist attack after leaving the EU if intelligence doesn't continue to be shared. He says that's something the government will have to secure during negotiations. A teenage girl has appeared in court to deny murdering a 7-year-old in York and is told she'll go on trial in July. Katie Ruff was found with severe injuries on a playing field in the city last month and died later in hospital. Official figures show we're spending less on alcohol and tobacco. The Office for National Statistics thinks the fall by around 40% since 2002 is likely to be down to a dip in the number of smokers. And the fall in the value of the pound has led to Microsoft putting its prices up. The company is increasing the cost of laptops and tablets by as much as 15%. The weather, a dry night for many with some patchy frost and fog, lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be largely dry and bright, but feeling mild again, highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Fewer. So the news there with Victoria, of course.
Okay.
Sam Delaney doesn't look like a far-right thug, doesn't he?
I was laughing when you were discussing this, but I don't want to comment because I don't want to feel the wrath.
The wrath of Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Frightening man.
Yeah.
Got the wrong side of him.
I mean, he's very charming.
Yeah, on the surface. Anyway, thanks, Victoria.
Thanks.
In the next half an hour of the programme, we will be playing Paul Rossmaster, one of the Mac twins. Off of Virgin Radio, Saturday night, 7 till 11, Alana will be playing. Getting her knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. That's coming up in around 15 minutes' time. Before that, though, Mark's here with the Diversity Paper Review. We'll pick that up next.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me today when I will have the top comedian, Holly Byrne, in the studio taking us through all the stories that are trending. I'll also be joined by our very own news commando and a top panel of comics for Back in Time, our feature where we take a look back on all the most compelling news stories of the last week.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Far right, Sam Delaney. It's going through the papers for us today in today's Diversity Paper Review. Remind us, Mark, if you would be so kind as to your diversity.
I'm brown.
We've already talked about Sam Delaney's article in The Guardian in quite some depth. What newspaper are we going to now?
The Times.
The Times
the
newspaper.
Times, yeah. You've probably seen this. I imagine you've discussed it. But Harrison Ford nearly died.
Again. This is the Harrison Ford's plane error, second plane error.
Yeah.
This was, remind me, he came in on the wrong runway or something, is that right?
Something like that. There's a lot of detail about it in page 17 of the Times. However, I've got my own theory.
Oh, go on then.
We all know that Kim Jong-un likes to get rid of people.
Murder people.
Yeah, and we all know he's a fan of Star Wars.
Do we?
Yeah, big fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's very well documented.
Okay, fine.
And we all know his favourite character is Kylo Ren.
Oh, yeah.
Put two and two together.
Yeah.
And it's quite clear who caused this, isn't it?
Are you saying he may have sent the assassins to a Malaysian airport
yeah.
to get his brother.
Yeah.
But that's a cut. That's a smoke screen.
Yeah.
For his real target.
Well, what did? I don't want to give any spoilers away, but what did Ren do? He killed a family member and he killed Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that is a spoiler, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
You actually just have spoiled that for anyone who's never seen it.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it by now,
do you think that's
you're not really a fan, are you?
Yeah,
do you think that's allowable, Ellie?
I think it's deserved. If you haven't seen it by now, you can't moan that someone revealed a plot point.
Yeah. I mean, not a plot point, the plot point, possibly, one would argue. But I didn't do it, Mark did, so it's all right.
So it's all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking the rap for it. I'm just saying. But you're right. I think you're right. What's the cut-off point in terms of film spoilers? I mean, is it 6 months? A year?
Once they've re-released it on DVD, I think you're fine. I think they did that about 4 months after the film came out.
So that's... But it's a good theory.
Yeah.
Because Harrison Ford, I mean, has a record. He's crashed his plane on a golf course before now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a keen flyer.
Without a Wookiee next to him, he's not necessarily a great pilot. he doesn't have the best record.
No.
But that's what I think's happened. I think it's, you know, we're just going to talk about it. We're going to get it out in public. And,
it's out there now. Now that is a conspiracy theory that I think will be discussed on the internet.
Well, you say conspiracy theory. I say alternative fact.
Yeah. So I reckon that you're right. I think... Because it can't be a coincidence that both incidents happened at airports either, can it?
No,
if you think about it.
Yeah.
But the one that's been mostly reported, of course, is the death of the fat brother.
Yeah.
Rather than Harrison. We should watch this space, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe more will come out on that.
Probably.
Interesting. What else do you have?
Should we do some birthdays?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we'll do some birthdays, yeah. Because it's what people want, I think, is to know the birthdays and ages of quite obscure people a lot of the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and as I always say when I come on this is the best part of my week.
Yeah.
Because I get to relive my dream of being in the broom cupboard reading out people's birthday cards on the CBBC, which I never got to achieve because the broom cupboard doesn't exist anymore.
No, that's right. If you want to ever sit in the broom cupboard here and do it, then that's fine. And if someone sees you go into the cupboard here, the cleaning cupboard, and then what's Mark doing? I'll go, well, he's just doing the birthdays in the cupboard.
Yeah, and no one would even be bothered or care.
They'd just go, sounds like Mark. Anyway, go on, tell us whose birthday it is then.
Robin Clark, everyone's favourite professor of chemistry from University College London.
Yeah.
He's 82 today.
Yeah.
Can't believe that. Glyn Davis, Conservative MP from Montgomeryshire, is 73 today. Richard Ford, the writer, the sports writer, is 73 today. David Griffith, the artist who has painted the Prince of Wales famously, he's 78.
Great.
Lord Peter Hain, Labour MP for Neath, former Labour MP for Neath, he's 66.
Yeah.
Darren Henley, the Chief Exec for the Arts Council in England, he's 44.
I saw him once on a train.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's achieved a lot for a young guy, hasn't he?
Yeah.
James Wharton, Conservative MP for Stockton South, is 33. And Howard Riley, the jazz pianist and composer, 74.
Great. Let's wish them all a happy birthday in the traditional way. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Robin Clark, Professor of Chemistry from UCL, who's 82. Glyn Davis, Conservative MP for Montgomeryshire, 73. Richard Ford, the sports writer, who's 73. David Griffiths, the artist who once painted the Prince of Wales, is 78. Lord Peter Hain, Darren Henley, Howard Riley, jazz pianist and composer, and James Wharton, Conservative MP for Stockton South. Happy 33rd birthday today.
Happy birthday to you!
Clapping on the radio is better when Steve Wright does it, isn't it? If I'm honest. Thanks, friend. Thank you, friend.
Thank you.
Mark there with the diversity paper review for today. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Coming up, this week's edition of Radio's least favourite quiz, as one of the Mac twins off of Virgin Radio plays Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Rust Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great, and you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt van awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Morning, hun. So, how's Tamworth?
Yep, the hotel's good. I'm just having a sausage sandwich before we go off to set.
How did it go yesterday?
Yeah. The director seemed to really like what I brought to my performance.
That's great. And who are you today?
Man in crowd number 11.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All traffic on the northbound M18 between 3 for St Catharines and 4 for Westmoor is being held at the moment because of a vehicle fire. There's delays on the southbound M6 in Staffordshire just after junction 10A for the M54. A lane's out because of an accident. Queues about to 11 at Cannock. Really slow for both sides of the M40 towards junction 12 at Gaydon, where a lane's closed on both sides of the carriageway for barrier repair work. And there's still delays on the M5 in Somerset as emergency repairs continue on the northbound carriageway after an accident near 23 for Bridgewater North. I'm Joanna Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Now, it's 4:15. At 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney, the aforementioned far-right thug, will be here with his programme. He looks like that. He's not really, but he looks like it. But before all of that, in a moment, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster quiz. Before that, however, let's explain this. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Ellie. And Ellie's in today for us, for the whole show. Many people can't get their head around the news, so we like to help you understand the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Today, read by Asprod Cass, who ordinarily lives through the glass. Now, she is northern, so you may not understand this very well. So if you press the red button on your radio, you will get subtitles for the following news. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in Hull Coos.
E, sir, they'll get behind gay marriage. Might want to rephrase that.
The news! In haikus. Time now for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That's right, it's radio's least listened to quiz, and it involves questions pertaining to Talk Radio's full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Each contestant vying to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played, and they do that by scoring some points. Trying to score some points today is Alana McFarlane, one of the Mac twins from Virgin Radio, Saturday nights. Hello, Alana.
Hi, John. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. That is the longest intro I have ever heard in my life.
That's correct.
In the best possible way.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, to be honest with you, it's a talk radio station and filling,
you need the breathing space.
Filling time is what counts. but you wouldn't know that because you're music radio, of course. You're a music radio legend, Alana Mac Twin.
You don't have Pitbull to fill your time with.
That's right. So what's so for those that may not know, tell us about your show on Virgin Radio, Alana.
So basically, I do it with my twin sister, and we just talk nonsense for 4 hours and play a really eclectic mix of music.
Yes, you do. And we've been trying to get you on this for ages, by the way. So I'm glad we've managed to finally track you down. And now you've done it, the other Mac twin will have to have a go, of course.
Yes, she'll want to beat me, but she won't.
Is there much sibling rivalry between the two of you?
There's not, actually. When it comes to stuff like this, probably, yeah. But with, like, big things, it's sort of like us against the world.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Not great. At the Christmas party that we had with all of us, I sort of got a slight insight to him there. But apart from that, it's not great.
Well, the Christmas party incident might help you. Let's find out. Now, what you're trying to do, Alana, is you are looking to get some points. That's what you're playing for. And if you do, that will get you at the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. That is what you're trying to do. There are three questions, mostly A, B and C answers. And, well, all you need to do is just... give it your best shot, really. I mean, that's the gist of it. Okay.
I like multiple choice.
Well, that's good, because that will help you. So, here we go with this week's edition with Alana Mac Twin from Virgin, Saturdays 7 till 11, and this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Here we go. Question number one, Alana. Film news now, and quite apart from the BAFTA-winning Paul Ross Land and the also BAFTA-winning Paul Ross By the Sea, another BAFTA-winning film is, of course, the space alien invasion film Paul Rival. It tells the story of some Paul Ross-shaped spaceships that arrive on Earth and hover above the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast show, seemingly without any kind of interaction or listening figures. Yet Paul Ross is trying to communicate with humankind. Now, to do that, his production team schedules interviews with indecipherable guests, such as someone from TOWIE, or a wasted 9 minutes with Keanu Reeves, who refuses to play along, or some godforsaken no-one from a Scotch egg-eating competition. Eventually, a team of scientists make their way into Paul Ross, but the point of him eludes them. The question is, what other radio-based science fiction film is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, 2000 and Radio 1, A Space Odyssey? A seemingly pointless obelisk with a message no one understands presents a breakfast show under the mysterious name Nick Grimshaw. Is it B, Capricorn Radio 1? Conspiracy theories suggest that Radio 1 is an elaborate hoax built out of cardboard on a stage set and never really happened. Or is it C, Deep Impact? And the less said about that era of 1970s Radio 1, the better.
B, Grimmer.
Is the right answer. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Question number two is an illness question. It's the 16th of February. It was on this day in 1923 that the noted archaeologist Howard Carter, excavating the tombs of ancient long-dead full-set talk radio breakfast presenters in Egypt, unearthed the tomb of the ancient long-dead talk radio full-set breakfast emperor, Paul Ross. Peering into his final resting place, that of the ancient long-dead presenter, much like him peering into the ancient long-dead chariots of ancient people having ancient long-dead sex in ancient long-dead chariots on ancient long-dead ancient roundabouts in the ancient long-dead ancient Maidenhead area, scientists were able to work out what other diseases could have killed the ancient long-dead boy pharaoh, Paul Ross. Which disease did the scientists think it could have been? Was it A, Sarah Cox, a genital disease that, despite being unpopular, keeps coming back? Is it B, Dermatitis O'Leary? Without a proper cream or uncture, bits of his Radio 2 programme flake off? Or is it C, Sally Traffic Travel Sickness, which is caught, of course, when you take a ride on the popular Radio 2 travel broadcaster and try to read a book or something whilst in her back seat?
I'm going to go for B.
B, Dermatitis O'Leary.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good.
Rah.
Okay, final question. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Well, of course, that was Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Alana McTwin, by everyone's favourite, assassinated in a Malaysian airport on the orders of his North Korean half-brother-based 1980s poodle hair rock band, Poison. Here's your unrelated question. The discovery this week of fossilised remains belonging to the world's largest radio presenter has been reported in Nature Journal. Paul Ross, who lived 58 to 60 million years ago, was around 13 metres or 42 feet long, around the size of a bus. And he was so wide that when lying on his side, the former host of BBC London's breakfast show would have reached up to a human's hips. Here's your question. Name five famous buses. Five famous buses.
Buses?
Yeah, buses.
The red bus.
Good.
The yellow bus, the blue bus, the green bus.
Nice.
And the purple bus.
Not bad at all. Let's see what I had written on the card. Got this very quickly. Sadly, none of them were written on the card. Here's what's written on the card. Name five...
Play bus.
No, too late now. Name five famous buses. Blunder.
Blunder bus.
Yeah. Tud, the large bird, the busted, large bird.
Got you.
Tid, the millennial boy band.
Yeah.
To Blood Vessel, the lead singer of the 1980s two-tone and ska-based band Bad Manners. Or
yeah.
The Quentin Tarantino's film Inglourious Tuds. Which I think was about some large birds called Bustards who teamed up with a millennial boy band to fight the Nazis. Now we've got to go over to find out what your score is. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have to fire up the system very quickly. We've got you work in the building, you know what it's like. It's a very slow system, Alana. Just bear with us while we work out your score. Let us not forget you were looking for some points. But just dial up the system now. It takes a while, so just Bear with us as we firing up the system. All right, we're in. Okay, so Cass is checking the system, I think. Here we go. So,
Alana, which twin are you?
Alana.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, listen.
No, it says that you're not. I'll put the other one down.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it?
How do you spell twin?
How do you spell twin?
Yeah.
T-W-I-N. Just type best Mac twin and I'll come up.
Best.
The best.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
That's
better.
Okay. Print it off. Print it off.
Okay, I'm printing it off.
Okay. It's quite a slow printer as well. Please. Just bear with us, Alana. We'll be there in a minute.
I wonder why the Virgin Radio studio takes some time.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, well, you know what the equipment's like in this place, this building. Absolutely dreadful, isn't it? It's an appalling place to try and do a radio show. Right, printing it off now. Here we go. Oh, come on! Printer. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Right, Cass...
So I'm just
ripping off the paper jam and the... Right.
I got it.
Okay, Alana McTwin from off of Virgin Radio on the weekend, Saturday 7 to 11.
Yeah.
Is looking for some points. What did she get?
Alana McTwin.
Yeah.
Got some points.
Congratulations, Alana. Well done.
Today is a good day.
Today is a good day, Alana. Alana McTwin. Congratulations, well done. Time's up now. Right, so that was one McTwin. Maybe the other McTwin will play next week. I know none of us can wait. We also can't wait for Sam Delaney. We don't have to, he's here. He's here right now.
I'm right here,
he's
in right the here. Flesh.
Yes.
On my show today, live at Drive, 4 till 7.
On Talk Radio.
On Talk Radio, which is the radio you're listening to now. Do you know that there was someone, I won't name, but someone within the organisation here at Talk Radio, in a fairly influential position.
Yes.
They're not an on-air person, who said, who asked what the frequency was for Talk Radio. Do you know about this?
Yes, I do.
And they said, there is no frequency. He said, well, how on earth can we find, can people find the station?
That's right.
And he was told, well, it's on DAB. And bear in mind, this station launched almost, coming up for a year ago.
Just about a year, yeah.
And he said, what's DAB?
What's DAB? This is a person who works here.
What's it? And it's
in quite
really,
a high job.
Yeah, it is integral to helping people discover our station.
Yeah.
His role is integral to that.
Yeah, it's because he's modern, apparently.
Yes, and 11 months on, he's just finding out what medium we existed in. I mean, for all we know, he thought this was a television programme or perhaps a feature film. You know, who knows?
Now we know that about him. It does explain a lot.
It does explain a lot. That's basically, I might try and fill half an hour of the show today just discussing that, going really drilling down, as they say, into details of how this situation was allowed to come about. It's almost, when you think of the position he's in.
Yeah.
And the things that he says, there are a lot of parallels with the situation in America and having Donald Trump as president. It's sort of like, that sort of thing you can imagine Donald Trump not knowing. It would be the equivalent of not being Donald Trump being unable to point to America on a map of the world.
That is it. You've absolutely nailed it.
Which is quite possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that happened. So anyway, that's the main thing on my mind today, but that will be unofficially discussed. We're talking about the church... I think liking gays now, but it's
confusing,
it's
isn't it?
Unclear.
And now one of the church people says he pressed the wrong vote button.
I know. So,
I didn't even know they had buttons.
Which
that's
I
amazing.
Didn't believe. I mean, I'm very impressed because when the only thing I know about church, which is Catholic Church, which I believe is different to the Church of England,
apparently so.
But who knows? Like when they vote for things, like for the Pope, it's all to do with smoke coming out of a chimney. So you think like it's really archaic. It's like Hogwarts. But Church of England, they're dead modern by comparison. They've got buttons and everything.
They've got an app for it.
But they pressed the wrong button. But anyway, as I understand it, most of them now like gay people. So that's obviously great. But we're going to be looking into that in more detail. We're also talking about the judges versus the Daily Mail. and Winston Churchill and aliens, which I believe you've touched upon.
We did indeed today. I'm going to write Winston Churchill versus Predator as soon as this show is finished.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Yeah.
I'm on it. All right. Sam Delaney with you on Drive, live on Drive. From 4 to 7 here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 to 4. Ellie, thank you very much indeed for stepping in today being better than Cornelius.
Much better.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. There we go. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 to 4. Bye.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.